The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. Our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KGDC2 sports special. Join us as the College Place High School Hawks take the field for exciting gridiron action. And now, here are the voices for Hawks football, Danny Van Vliet and Jason Watson on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
After 3.5 hours of asking my cohort, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? We are finally here and live from beautiful and blisteringly hot Chelan, Washington. I'm your play-by-play and host, Danny Van Vliet, joined by my ever-patient partner, Jason Watson. We are getting all saddled up here for today's abrupt rescheduled game as the Hawks are taking on the Chelan Mountain Goats. As right now, the teams are observing the national anthem. I am quietly talking over that, if you'll excuse me. And we will get this played up. Jason, it's 92 degrees, and it is a beautiful Friday evening as we start to kick off, finally, of the football season for the Hawks. And you were telling me on the ride up here that this is a bit of a rematch from the very brief playoff run that we had. Is that correct?
Yeah, so last year, the Mountain Goats and the Hawks met for a playoff game to see who was going to get into the formal playoff bracket. And Chelan ended up winning that one, keeping the Hawks out of the playoffs.
It was a little bit of a scrimmage, right?
Yeah. I think it was, the way it was explained to me, it was kind of like a college overtime, where each team gets the ball for a certain number of drives, and they play until, you know, each one will go at it, and then I guess they'll see, you know, are they tied or does someone have more points? I don't remember the exact rules from it or what it was called, but, Chelan Mountain Goats, they beat the Hawks, kept the Hawks out of the playoffs. So it could be a little bit of a grudge match here.
It's, you know, and that was an interesting run, especially with the season that we had. Right now, they're currently introducing the Hawks, and it looks like our starters are going to be number one, Hayden Hafen. You remember him from last year,
oh, yeah.
Quite the player. Number eight is also going to be on the field, which is James Fry. We have number nine on the field, which is Will Weed. Number 17 is Joshua Aguano.
Looks like Josiah.
Josiah, excuse me. I did that last year as well.
Anguiano.
Anguiano, that is correct. My goodness. 18 is Elijah
Zuniga.
Zuniga, thank you for your help on that one. Number 22 is Jace Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer is, he'll also be on the field. Let's look like for linebacker is going to be number 25, Dylan
Anguiano.
Anguiano, thank you. And I just heard that number 28, Noah Gutierrez, is going to be on there as well.
Number 54, Luis Gutierrez.
Luis Gutierrez, there we go.
Looks like number 64, I don't remember him. Is it Judah Breedhoff?
Breedhoff?
Breedhoff,
yep. Wasn't it?
BreedHawk.
Another familiar name that you'll remember from last year as well.
Yes. Yeah, it looks like he's a junior this year. And number
McMillan is also going to be on the field.
Called 66, Joel Hutchinson. Hutchinson, no in there. So they said that was the starting defense?
That was going to be the starting defense, it looks like.
I'm talking about defensive linemen.
So they are introducing the lineup now for the Mountain Goats.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for this year, especially seeing Mr. Hayden Hafen's back. He's really, really coming on strong there the second half of the season last year.
He really was. You know, talking about, you know, we were kind of on the way up here again. Folks, we were set to take on up to, what, Thursday, I think, as of yesterday, we were set to take on Athena, Oregon for the Western McEwen Scots football team there in Athena, Oregon. This changed very, very abruptly. I believe it was an 11-man issue.
That's what it sounded like. They weren't specific, but it sounded like there were concerns about fielding enough players.
Mm-hmm. So that's obviously puts them out for the season, it looked like, it with an updated schedule that I got. So, which brought us up here to beautiful Chelan. First time I've been up here, which is nice, but my goodness, with the smoky haze today and the 90-some-odd degrees, you start thinking, ooh, maybe 5 o'clock's a little too early to play a ball game.
Yeah, heat of the day. I feel bad for these young men out here wearing those uniforms, the pads, all the gear in this heat. But they're also in a lot better shape and conditioning than I am. Even 20 years ago, I don't think I would have wanted to do this. So good for them getting this done. But it'll make it interesting.
So it looks like we are scheduled for about 5 minutes, 30 seconds left. Before the beginning of the game. And because of that, we're going to take a quick timeout ourselves. We'll see you on the other side. I'm Danny VanVliet, joined by Jason Watson. We're so excited to be here as the Hawks are going to take on the Mountain Goats here on Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Looks like the Hawks have done the coin flip. Now the handshake, and it looks like the Hawks are going to be taking Radio Wright to start off with. That is going to be
Yeah, it's going to be to our right side
from
as
our
we
right going left
as head towards the kickoff. But let's talk about some stats here from last year, Jason. If you could take over on that.
So looking at last year, according to Max Preps, we have here a passing leader was Mr. Trey Arlington, who was a senior. So don't believe we will see him again this year. But looked like he had. Oh, you know what? This can't be right. This is from. This is only two games. Let's see. All right, here we go. Nine games. We have 36 completions, or 36 attempts out of and 18 completions. Boy, I can't read straight today. I'm sorry, folks. Says 206 yards, but I know he made more than that. Let's see. This is what happens when you print stuff up last minute.
It happens to the best of us. That's all right. You can look it over.
This is from only a game or two. This is two games only.
Interesting. Okay.
It has a total of nine, but that can't be. That's only from those two. Okay. Well, I tried, folks. I apologize.
We'll get you some better stats a little later throughout the game.
You know what? What matters?
Apologies
this
about
year's
that.
Stats. That's what matters. This year's stats. But, you know, as we're looking at it here, we had, for example, over these two games, they have Mr. Hayden Hafen as two. He had 20 carries for 83 yards and a touchdown. So we're going to see him again. He was a freshman last year. I expect him to be better. And they're getting lined up for kickoff. All right, I'll be quiet, Danny.
All right, folks. I'm glad you're settling back in again with us as it's going to be a very long and very fun season. Here we go for the first kickoff of a Friday for this wonderful sport we call football. The whistle.
Here we go.
Away we go. Kick is up.
Low
kick. Hit him right in the mask. Doesn't know where the ball is. Picks it up at the 15. And he's going to dive down. And we're stopped at the 15. Boy,
that's the 14.
That ball hit him right in the
face. I've only ever seen that in Madden.
Right in the face. And he didn't have anywhere to go, man. He lost track of the ball completely. And thankfully, his partner there to the left of him was able to find it and just tackle the ball. And so we're stopped. So it's going to be a first and 10 at appears to be their own 15-yard line.
And that's the Mountain Goats with the ball moving from our left to right.
The snap looking to run it up the middle. They do for about a yard, maybe two. Looks like a couple yards out of there. As they were a bit of an I formation.
There might be a fumble. It was fumble. Fumble and Hawks recover.
It was already. My goodness.
Right.
Boy, in situations like that, we'll take it. What appeared to be pretty standard up through the middle, thought he had it, but no. So here we go.
So what I thought was maybe some confusion in a handoff, I guess, was a confusion from a fumble. And it looked like number 54. Let's see, who is that? Help me out here, Danny. Where'd our roster go? Oh, no.
54.
Luis Gutierrez.
So number five, Brandon Fry, got to be quarterback from the gun, hands it off to number eight, which, of course, excuse me.
I thought number eight was Fry.
Fry is eight, hands it off to eight. Number five, Brandon Fry. Okay, so Brandon Fry is going
to
be number five.
Handed to James Fry. This is not going to get confusing.
One Fry to another, hands it to the right side, gets a little bit of yardage as we are second. Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. It's held up at second and 10. Oh, gotta love the first game confusion on our part, folks. From the gun. And that's gonna be flags out. Is that a delay?
I didn't see the signal. False start.
False start.
So that's gonna move them back about what, 5 yards? It's just announced second and 17, but I think that's going to be second and 16.
It is.
It
should
be a 5-yard penalty. So that's on the – that is not on the 15-yard line. It looks like about, what, the 23 or 24.
Yep.
Two backs in the backfield.
So it's going to be same formation from the gun, two backs in the backfield. Runs it straight up the middle to the left. Fry takes it Gets to about the 20, so definitely a little bit of yardage there.
That was number one, Hayden Hafen. That was Hayden Hafen with the carry there. How many yards did we get? It looks like picked up 2 yards.
A couple yards there as he was able to mow over some defenders and get a little bit of traction. Looks like we're going same formation here as from the gun with two behind.
It's more of a pistol with the offset backs behind them. Two out wide at right.
That's going to be another false start.
I think that one's going to be on Mr. Hafen.
Looked like he jumped it just a little quick.
Yep.
So we're moving back
again. Snap.
Now they're marking it. Let's see, third and 18 with 10:05 left here in the first.
You know what I'm going to do, Danny? I'm going to put out an ad for someone to keep stats for us. I can't watch this game and talk about it somewhat intelligently as I can and record those stats at the same time. I'll make some notes.
So Fry's from the shotgun, and Hafen's to his right side there. Looking to throw. He does. Quick throw to the right side and well above the intended receiver, which was number 7, Evan Gies. Well out, so it's going to be fourth down. It's going to be fourth and long, as it's fourth and 18 is what we're looking at. We're about the 24-yard line, and it is going to be 9:35 left here in the first. So going to go for it, going to kick. I'm not really sure. Last year, I know we did not succeed with longer kicks like this. It was about 15 yards was our max last
about
year.
About 25.
It seemed like
10. That's about a 35.
So it looks like we
Add
are just going
to
be going for it.
You're about 42. So yeah, they're just going to go for it. Four wide, one back, offset. Oh, almost
snap,
got some encroachment.
Throw a lot of pressure there.
Oh,
looking to throw a long way.
Oh
to the...
man, that was 5 yards past the receiver. I wonder if there's a miscommunication about what they're doing on the route there, because it looked like number 27 here on the near side slowed down as he was coming to the end zone, and I think the quarterback was expecting him to keep sprinting.
Mm-hmm.
So 22.
Good.
22, so that was intended to Jace Pfeiffer.
Good pressure as well by the Mountain Goats, as they were able to break through the line pretty quickly. Thankfully, Hafen was able to stop him for buying him a little bit of extra time. So from the shotgun, looking to hand up the middle, and they do stop them, though, fairly quickly. That looked like that was going to be an option as the quarterback also took off in the other direction. Turned out maybe he should have gone that way, as he ended up having a clear path, but that ball ran square down in the middle of the big man 66.
It's only been two plays so far, but I'm liking the quick response to the ball and everyone getting in there so far. So defense is looking pretty good.
From the shotgun.
Motion. Right.
Looking to hand it off again.
No,
he does.
It left.
He does hand it off left side and finally drags him down. Not much movement, maybe another yard. So we're looking at second and 12. Turns into a, let's see, third and 11. They're going to grant him an extra. So third and 11 at around the 22 is what we're looking at, and it's going to be about 8:30 left here in the first.
You know, I thought the quarterback there did a good job of trying to cover up like he had the ball. And I'm thinking from the player's perspective, I wouldn't have been able to tell, but they didn't buy it at all. They just collapsed in on that offense's left side.
They're coming in as he's looking to throw. Oh, he rolls out, ends up breaking through across the line, and he gets some yardage and a first down. So we got ourselves a first. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down of the season as he crosses over with what appeared to be
I think that's a generous stop. Mark, 36-yard line.
Quarterback just kind of scramble, ended up making it work. So first and 10 at the 36. Again, it might be a little generous, but that's all right. It's the beginning of the season, right? We'll take it. So 7:50 here in the first and 10 at the 36. their own 36 as they snap in. Quarterback's going to take it himself
to
the left.
And there he does it.
Oh, pushed to the left
side. And he gets another couple 10 yards. So he takes a lateral the first down. And that young man takes it for another 10 yards, and we're on the Hawks side of the field now at the 55, or excuse me, at the 45. So we got ourselves another Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down. And there we go. 7:30 left here in the first at the 44, I guess, is where the official marking was. That was an exciting play, man, and a very good heads-up move by that quarterback. So from the same gun position with two running backs looking to throw, and he's scrambling again. He's still trying to get out there, but no one's open.
Nope.
So he's
left.
Taking himself again, taking it to the left side, gets himself another first down. It's going to be another Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down, and he's all the way past, by about the 27-yard line, looks like. So, really, he's rolling right. So, he's rolling towards us, folks. And middle, ends up getting a little bit of pressure.
He's making
but
some
really,
great cuts.
A really open middle field there. So, he's able to go completely diagonal away from us and run up the Hawks' side of the field.
Yeah, that was a designed run to the outside of the right side of the offensive line. And we got over there and started to close up. And he made a It's twice now he's made a quick cut back to the left, and the defense hadn't been able to change direction as quickly.
Motion from the near side to the far side, hands it off to the right, up the middle from the gun, and it looks like he gets stopped and brought down right around the line of scrimmage. Maybe that depends if they mark it for forward momentum. He definitely came out behind, but now they're going to give him the forward momentum, so it's going to be second and 10.
I don't know. The marker looks like it's about second and 8. Let's see what they update here.
Oh, it is going to be. Okay, good eye, Jason. That's why we pay you the big bucks, sir, as there's 6 minutes left here in the first. Second and 8 at the 25 is what they're marking it. It is going to be the 25. All right.
Second 9 for
From the same position, shotgun, motion from the left to the right now. Coming near side, the snap, hands it up the middle. And stoppage right away.
James Fry with the stop there, just heard.
So it's going to be
number 8, not number 5.
I'll tell you, man. So 3rd and 8 with 5:30 left here in the first, still at around the 20. Oh, excuse me, 3rd and 9, still at the 25-yard line.
It looks like we're running a 3. I can't tell if that's a 3-3 or 3-4.
I think
moving around,
Chief.
I think they're running. Yeah, they're running 3-4. Now I see the jersey numbers. So we have 3 down linemen, 4 linebackers.
So from the same position, same play here as motion again, looking to throw this time.
Rolling
He's scrambling
right.
out. And good throw to the near side. 14 picks it up, takes it,
man.
Gets it out. Touchdown! My goodness. Mountain Goats got it with a little juke and jive and a good throw. For a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down touchdown, and a first touchdown of the game. Time of the touchdown was 4:54. I'll tell you what, that was finally a really good momentum shift and a good motion.
Yeah, it looked like the receiver that went in motion was the one that kind of curved around to the right along the sideline. When he turned around, caught the ball, he then did a little spin move around the one defender that was there, and then everyone else was trying to play catch-up as he ran it into the right corner, the near corner of the end zone.
So the extra point is up and good, and the Mountain Goats in their forest green jerseys with white helmets and some green-looking horns are on the board first. We're going to take a quick break here on Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Ox Radio, folks, as we have onside. An onside kick.
Out of bounds.
And out of bounds.
There's the flag.
Interesting.
It might have even hit the player first, too, about the same spot.
He got real close. That was not far enough, either. That was only about 8 yards.
Yeah, it was
doesn't
not 10
it have
yards.
To go past 10?
It has to go past 10. You can't touch it till it goes 10 yards, and can't kick it out bounds. So.
Not only did he almost touch it, he also, it was again, it was out of bounds. So is that a re-kick, or is the ball just placed there now?
See, I thought it was it's placed at the 40-yard line, but it looks like they're huddling up like the Hawks have the ball. I think they're going to put it on the 45 or 40-yard line of Chelan. I thought it would be on our side of the 50. Let's see where they put the ball. Oh, they're putting it in the place of the foul.
Oh, play, okay, that's what it is.
Place oh, nope, they're moving now. Okay, here we go. Oh, he's marching it off.
Oh, so it's five from the place of the foul.
I guess.
Maybe is where is how that works. That's interesting. Okay. Hey, man, the more you learn, the more you know here, folks.
What was that? That's about the 42, 43.
So it looks like Pryor's in the shotgun with two behind him. The clap, looking to throw, a lot of pressure, yeah, scrambling pressure. Out. Long throw to the far side, oh. Just out of the reach. Oh, man.
That's number three, Logan Hafen. That was the intended receiver making a stretch and jump there to, and dive to try to catch it, just barely outside the reach of his
once
fingertips.
Once again, another throw by Fry that is just high. It's high and above. And he had a lot of pressure on him. He had two defenders coming in. One was getting dangerously close as he was able to get the ball out. It was a solid throw. It really was. It was just overpowered. You know, I mean, there wasn't a wobble to it. There wasn't anything. It just overpowered. So the score is still 7-0. We're at 4:50 here left in
first quarter.
In the first, and it is 2nd and 10. The snap from the shotgun. Hafen's going to take it, driving it up. Looks like past
number eight,
the 40.
James Fry.
Oh, James Fry. That's right. You know, you'd think I would remember this from last year, and I don't, folks. And darn it, I refuse to look at my little sheet. So that's why we have Jason here to correct me.
I'm starting to think that's the only reason I'm here.
Oh, boy. Yes. So third.
Keep track of the jersey numbers.
3rd and 7, folks, at the 40. 4:20 left here in the first.
Let's see.
Looks like going to be in a shotgun. A bit of a shallow shotgun, though, for him.
That might even be considered a... No, I'm pretty sure that's a gun. That's an offset gun.
Look at a throw. A lot of pressure. Oh, hitting the throw, but caught. We're just shy of the first down marker and dives for a little bit. Does he get the first down? I think he does. Are they going to give it to him?
That was number 22, Jace Pfeiffer, with the reception.
They're not going to give it to him.
It's going to be, looks like, about 4th and 1, maybe 4th and 2.
Oh, man. He had it. I'll tell you.
Oh, they're saying it's less than a yard.
So it should
be. They're double checking the spot.
I mean, it's 4th and less than a yard. 4th and like a foot, maybe?
That looks like about 2 feet from here, looking across at the markers.
Yeah.
It might be about 3.
I'll tell you what,
it's close to a yard.
That's interesting. Okay, so the official ruling is 4th and 1, 3:44 left.
Now, that's an interesting formation. We have two running backs offset to the right of the quarterback.
Yeah, Fry's going to take it himself across the line. That was interesting. We have one guy saying there's a fumble, maybe. I don't see how it could be. No, we got
it. Oh, it looks like first down.
So we got ourselves Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down. Jason, break down what that position was.
I've never seen a formation like that. It was so we had two running backs in the backfield with the quarterback kind of lined up in an offset. So going to his right, one behind him to the right, another one behind and to the right of the first running back. And it looked like the same two, number one and number eight, that are back there. So that's Hayden Hafen and James Fry, but they were just kind of both in a almost like a wing to the right of the quarterback. Looks like we put the two receivers on the left side this time with one on the right.
From the shotgun, hands it off and drives it right up the middle.
James Fry. Looks like he maybe got 2 yards there.
Yeah,
close to the 30-yard line.
A couple yards, probably. So second and 8, I think, is what the official ruling is. So score is still 7-0. It's 2:40 left here in the first. And a bit of a familiar formation from last year as we're liking this shotgun with two back.
That makes up. Last year they ran a lot more one back. They ran a lot out of the gun, but yeah, I'm liking the split backs here, and they seem to both be contributing quite well.
So same position here. The gun looking to little play action and an intercepted.
Back. Did he get it?
Let's see. He got it. He got it. Intended target was 22, which is Pfeiffer. And this throw was spot on. But that young man from the Goats just dove right on in front, snaps that ball right on up. So a very good heads-up defensive play on that one, man. As once again, Fry had a lot of pressure coming in at him. It was a quick throw, you know, but again, it was right on target. Unfortunate for finally a complete pass.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like he kind of got behind the receiver a little bit, and the defensive back took advantage of it. He was already heading that direction. Just a quick little dive there, got his arms underneath the ball for a good catch. Hand off to the right, and then they flipped it back to the left. Looks like, fumble. Looked like the running back there was going to try to throw it downfield and then popped out of his hands.
So not quite sure where the ball ends up. Oh, it's definitely back, so it's going to be
a loss of yards for sure.
Oh, big time. 5-17, it looks like. So going to be second and 17
on the Chelan 18.
1:35 left here in the first.
I think they're getting a little too fancy with that play there. That's definitely a high risk, high reward.
That's going to be broken through the line of scrimmage, coming on the inside and gets himself a little bit.
He's like just shy of the 25-yard line.
Yeah, a little bit of traction 25 there. So almost about a marker shy of the original line of scrimmage. So it's going to be a 3rd and 11 is what we're looking at.
Number 4 there. He was doing a good job of breaking through some tackles. Had a lot of college place players there, but just no one finishing off the tackle and bringing them down. Took 4 or 5 guys before he finally got someone to stop him.
So from the shotgun, again, same formation with two backs. Motion from the near side to the far side. And the snap, little low, but that's all right. Recovered, rolling scrambling left to the far side there. Good throw to the first down. Takes out another one and ends up getting another extra 5-10 yards there. So picked up the ball around the first down marker and managed to push through about 10 yards. So here we are with a Hank Warden and Edward Jones first down at what appears to be the 40. And let's see where they mark it now.
That was number 25, Dylan Anguiano, with the stop.
46-yard line, 30 seconds left here. And the first is, I would only imagine, they would just run out the clock. But we'll see what happens.
I'd let it go.
I think that's exactly what they're going to do.
It looks like Anguiano is the far side corner. He was the one that came up with the stop after two other people missed.
So 10 seconds. Same formation we've been running.
I think they're just going to try to get them jumped. Nope.
Just trying to get it going through the middle. They are on the near side.
Here we go.
Finally gets dragged down. He was dragged for a while, but probably right at the line of scrimmage.
Pushed him back 3 or 4 yards, but he's going to get forward progression.
That is the end of the first. I'm Danny Beverly, joined with Jason Watson. You're listening to Hawks Radio. Scores 7-0 with the Mountain Goats in the lead. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Killed me. Hey there, folks. Danny Van Fleet, Jason Watson here for your College Place Hawks. Score still 7-0 as we are at the beginning of the second. It is, let's see, 2nd and 9 at the 46, and it is going to be the Mountain Goats' own 46-yard line.
Same formation
here. It's going to be a shotgun with two running backs, and it looks like he's going to hand it straight up the middle, kind of busting through, and he does, but there is a flag on the play. Let's see what happens here.
Black in the back or holding.
I was kind of wondering if it was a face mask, actually.
No, it's on Chelan. I didn't see the call. I just saw him point to the left. So I think that ball is going to come back.
It did come from the backfield, so...
Well, here we go. They're going to need to march it off.
So we're waiting for the official word.
Come on. They're working it out. I don't think that was a holding call. That was 10 yards.
So now
that was a 10-yard penalty right there. So now they're going to be second and 19. All right, I like it. We're moving in the right direction.
Good traction, though. Let me
tell
you,
to have the ball,
run.
But hey, at least it's going the right way.
So 2nd and 19. It's going to be 36-yard line. Their own 36 with 11:30 left here in the second. So from the same formation, the snap. Looking to throw.
Looks like
he's rolling
after the quarterback.
Side.
He's
They're
rolling
trying to out. Get out.
No,
oh, my God. He gets it out. And he does. He gets it out past the line of scrimmage. But, man, he was throwing it as, I believe.
As he was falling down. James Fry, number 8 there, almost with a sack. That was a great pursuit, even changing direction a couple times there by number 8. Good job, young man.
Boy, there was a lot of pressure and good heads-up ability to get that ball out.
I was going to say, there were two more right behind him. I didn't catch the jersey numbers, but there were two more Hawks right behind James Fry. They would have got to the quarterback had he held onto it a little longer.
So we're still 3rd and 19 at their own 36 as the Mountain Goats are trying to see what they can come up with here.
11:18 left in the second. All right, offense is lining up.
Still about the same formation.
Yeah, two wide left on the near side.
Looking to throw. Scrambling a little on the far side.
He's running for it.
The line of scrimmage there.
James Fry with the stop.
Boy, a couple yards, so it's got to be 4th and very long now.
Tell you what, Fry hit him behind the line of scrimmage, but that quarterback carried him about 3 yards. Across the line of scrimmage.
All right. Excuse me. Sorry, folks. We had a little bit of technical difficulties. Had some people help us with our equipment being thrown on the ground. All right. So 4th and 19 is where they're going to mark it.
4th and 17.
Oh, 17.
And they're going to punt it.
And the punt is
low and short.
And gets out at about the 30.
Between the 30 and 35. Going to mark it there. It looks like they're spotting it right on the 30. All right, so the Hawks get it back on our own 30-yard line. Okay. let's see here if we can get some points on the board here now that we had a good defensive stop. So they're taking the field. Looks like we're getting some substitutions in here. I was trying to give you an update who was on the field, but they keep moving around. All right, now we're in the huddle. As we come out, looks like we're going with three wide. Looks like one back in the backfield. I think that's Mr. Hayden Hafen to the right of the quarterback. Here comes Mr. Fry into the left of the quarterback. So we have our split backs offset behind the quarterback, three wide. There's the snap. Fake to handoff, little play action, caught by number seven, and a little bit of a screen pass. Looks like he may have picked up about a yard running around his blocker and defender. It's number seven, that's Evan Geese, guys? What?
I believe it's Geese.
Geese?
Yeah,
Evan Geese with the reception, and said a quick little circle around his blocker for two defenders got to him. So we're looking at second down, nine to go on the Hawks 31-yard line.
10 minutes left here in the first half as we are coming out of the huddle, which I said prematurely. Excuse me.
See, there's that anticipation.
There we go. All right, same formation, man. They are digging it. And you know what? It's working, so why not?
Like we have two wide to the left this time, to the far side.
Looks like flag. Offense.
Looked like encroachment, but nope, it's on the offense.
So it must have been a false start.
The official on the right looked like he... Oh, delay a game, okay. Yeah, as soon as I said it and I did the motion, I went, oh, that's delay a game. So delay a game on the Hawks.
So second and 14 now.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Going to put us back five.
At the 26.
Same formation.
And let's see if we can do it again. Maybe a little more timely this time.
I'm still trying to figure out where the play clock is.
Yeah, me too, actually. Motion from the near side to far side back over to him.
Hand it off to 22.
And he's going
to
take it and got tripped up behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
that's going to be a lossage.
Jace Pfeiffer motioning, looked like coming out of the slot. He motioned to the right side, quick turnaround behind the right tackle. When he got back to the quarterback, they handed it off and didn't fool the defense at all.
So we're looking at ourselves a third and very long. Looks like they're marked. It's longer than 14, though.
Yeah,
they moved it back.
16. Third and 16.
There we go.
On the Hawks' 23-yard line. 8:52 left in the second quarter.
Score still 7-0. With the Mountain Goats on top. So it looks like from the shotgun.
Okay, now Fry's gone over to the left slot. We have two wide over to the right.
Looking to throw. He does.
Oh, no. Intercepted again. Number two.
Oh, my goodness. Two is taken off. All the way down. Touchdown. Oh, my. Picked up at around the 25 and taking it all the way down. A little bit of pressure by the big man, 65, to try to get him, 68, excuse me, and just couldn't come up with it. Goodness gracious, that ball was directly at him. I mean, it was truly...
Yep, it looked like it was underthrown to the receiver. I couldn't see the jersey number who was over there as the intended receiver.
See, I was looking at the field, so did he didn't have that much pressure on him.
No, it looked like the quarterback had good protection. He went through it and looked like it just kind of got underneath a little bit. I don't know if maybe the receiver overran it some or what the issue was there, but it came up a little behind the receiver and the defender was just able to keep running forward. And
oh, they got a hand up and blocked that kick. Not sure the player that blocked that one, but score's now 13-0. 8:26. Is the time left here in the second. We're going to take a quick break. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509 526 5026 today.
Got plumbing problems? Total Comfort Solutions has you covered. From fast drain clearing, leaking pipes and running toilets, to expert water heater services, including tankless water heaters and heat pump water heaters, we're here to keep things flowing. As your trusted partner in the Walla Walla Valley, we're committed to top-notch service, quality work, and your total satisfaction. Call Total Comfort Solutions today or visit us online at comfortrightdayornight.com because your comfort is our priority. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
That's right, folks, on the internet, in the airwaves. I don't care how you're listening to us. I'm just sure glad you are, as the Hawks are taking on the Mountain Goats here in Chelan, as the score is 13-0. And
short kickoff went right to the Hawks player on the 50-yard line, bounced off his hand, and then number 22, Jace Pfeiffer, fell on it to recover.
We'll
see who got the hand up
on
it.
We'll take it as a win. I'm not quite sure who it was.
It looked like a baseball player putting his hand up to catch. It looked like a pitcher trying to catch the ball back from the catcher. Bounced off his hand, and Pfeiffer was quick enough to jump down on it. It's a good spot, too, on the Chelan. Was that 48 or 40? They're spotting it on the 48-yard line.
So from
here we go. First down.
excuse me. From the Mountain Goats 48-yard line, from the same formation, driving it right up the middle. Number one's going to take it straight up the middle. Past the line of scrimmage, about a yard past, it looks like.
I picked up one or two. I'm thinking that's about 2 yards.
Oh, they are going to mark it 2 yards. All right.
So it should be second and eight. I wish the ball were on the four. Oh, there's the seven. Okay.
There we go. 8 minutes left. Ball's at the 47 now.
It's going to be second and
it's
going to
be
nine.
Second and nine.
It sure looked like 2 yards to me.
It
okay.
Sure did, let me tell you. All right, same formation.
They're coming with blitz.
Promotion. Yep, he's going to take it. Big hurdle to the left side. They're taking it a little further up. Eight is going to drive it. So from one fry to the other, takes it past the...
That was a speed
the
option.
40.
That was a speed option to the left. Quarterback there, Brandon Fry, held on to it. Got a couple yards across the line of scrimmage. Tossed it out to number 8, James Fry. I'm assuming his brother. Some kind of relation, I would think.
One could think for a few more yards there.
So where are we at? Third and one on 39.
Third and one. Good momentum there as it shifted a little bit for the Hawks. From same formation. Snapped up through the middle, looking to throw a little bit of a play action. No, he just takes it himself. So it looks like passing it off to 34, and he's going to take it right up the middle. Does he get the first down?
No, they got the first down.
All
they're
right.
Moving the chains. First
so
down.
The Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down worked out all right for the Hawks, as it's first and 10 at the 39 now. 6:40 left here on the clock. One thing that I'm liking that the Mountain Goats do, and I'm not seeing the Hawks well have ever done, is the Mountain Goats are cheering on their own side. I mean, they're jumping around. They're
I was gonna say the players really that we're looking at them. They're sitting here. I see them doing more cheers than the cheerleaders.
I really do.
Intercepted, bobbled.
Goodness.
Oh man, number 5 goes intercepted. It bobbles in and out of it. Out of his hands, he caught it again, it bounced out again, and then is that 16? 16 ended up catching the fourth bounce there. He bounced it once or twice.
Intended receiver, I'm not even quite sure who it was.
I didn't even see one.
I didn't see one. Yeah, it was really, I think it was severely overthrown. And like I said, man, like Jason was describing, boy, it got to his hands. He kind of bobbled it. He pushed it up. And that young man was able to just kind of cradle it and get himself an interception. So Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10. First down at the 28. It's going to be their own 28. And it looks like we have a timeout. We're going to take timeout, too, here on Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connors Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connors Flooring and Design.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. Seattle, Tacoma, LeGrand, Baker, Ontario, Boise, the Dalles, Hood River, Portland, Salt Lake City, and even Los Angeles, California. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
That's right, folks. Glad you are listening to us as the ball gets handed off to the far side, near side, run to the far side, and gets himself a little bit of traction there as the Mountain Goats are capitalizing on yet another interception. That's going to make three of the game, I believe, so far.
Yep.
6 minutes left. So second and five, so a little five-yard gain. Score is still 13-0. We're going to be at the 34-yard line. It is going to be the Mountain Goats' 34-yard line.
Seems like every time the our Hawks offense here gets something going, then just all of a sudden starts falling apart when they get a little momentum.
Snap and looking to throw. He doesn't. He runs it right up the middle here. He hands it off. I missed that one. And, boy, that's another first down for Hank Warden, Edward Jones. First down and some serious yardage. Probably ran himself probably close to 12 yards, something like that.
It's number five who had one of, I think, the first interception, and he was the first one that bobbled it on the last one.
So first and 10 at the 43. It is going to be their own 43.
Looks like we have a line substitution here for the Hawks.
As it's 13-0 still, 5 minutes left here, the first half. From the same formation that both teams have been running, which is that shotgun with two running backs. Got to take it himself. He's going to take it back up. Jukes and jives past the 50 now. Runs out at about the first down marker. They're going to give it to him as he's past the first down marker.
Looks like they ran an option there. Quarterback kept it, rolled out to the left side of the offensive line. And like you said,
looks like
a couple of jukes here and there. And
okay, so some confusion. The nearest line judge
Ref just signaled a first down.
Okay, he is marking it a first down. All right, there was some confusion as to which way they wanted to go with that. So it is going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down for the Mountain Goats as it's first and 10 now at the 47 of the Hawks territory. Same play as they hand it off to the near side running back. Straight up the middle and finally dragged down. So it's a game of inches today, Jason, as the throwing game hasn't worked well for the Hawks. And honestly, the Mountain Goats really aren't trying. They're just running.
Well, it looks like they're running a lot of triple options here. So with the two backs and the gun with the quarterback, they're both running out of that split back kind of offset shotgun here. This quarterback has an option to hand it off two different ways or keep it himself. And you know, that's what they're doing. He's just reading where's the hole, where's the ball going to go. Can he make the read quick enough?
Same formation, looking to throw. A lot of pressure. Yep. Scrambled out. Eight took him down, but the big throw caught it at the 30 all the way down. He's about the 10, and he jukes around. Finally gets tied up, and he's down probably about the 8 or 9 yard line. My goodness. So talk about not wanting to throw the ball. Ends up throwing it as he's going down straight into the hands.
It still looked like that might have been designed for the option to run. The way he first looked like he took a step forward, he was going to run. It was a really good fake like he was going to run. Then the quarterback stepped back, drew up, and threw out to the right side.
So a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down. Here, folks, with 3:45 left on the first half, and it is the 9-yard line. 9-yard line, excuse me. So first and 9 is where we're at, and boy, the Hawks really need to step up here as we're deep into the red zone. Motion from the far side to the near side, looking to run it, and they are to the far side. Four is going to drive it. Does he get it? Touchdown. gets tied up right around the 1 yard line. Momentum takes him the other half, and there you go. So, good 9 yard run. Interesting option there, our motion. Motion came in, and he went very deep and very wide, like there was going to be some sort of elaborate pitch. Boy, it worked for him though, because he just handed it to his nearest running back there on the far side, and that running back just took it right on the outside and skirted right up along the Hawks side of the field.
Yeah, it looks like they're running a lot of read options here, so it's just they're going for two.
They're going for two,
pitch
and a
is
pitch
backwards
to the left.
To 16. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Number 18, he juked. It looked like he tried to juke, but slipped number 16. And then Hawks number 18, that's Mr. Elijah Zuniga there, slipped as he tried to cut back and make the tackle. Just couldn't get hands on the ankles there to bring him down before he got in for the 2 points.
3 minutes, 23 seconds here in the first half. It's going to be 21-0. Hawks are down. Let's see what they can do. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. And the kickoff is down at about the 20. Picks it up. Going to take it himself to the 30, 35 now, as the Hawks take it to their own 34-yard line, I think is where they finally stopped them. We have 3:16 left here in the first half. Score is 21 to nothing. So it's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 here at the 35-yard line. Okay. Man, I'll tell you.
You know, that was the first time I saw the Mountain Goats here kick the ball more than 15 yards on kickoff.
Yeah.
That threw me for a loop. I wasn't expecting that. And they actually got it down to the back about the 10, 15-yard line.
It was a good kick, man. It really was.
Good return, too. 35 is a good place to start.
So, from the shotgun, looks like he has a little company to the near side. As running backs back,
motion
from the Fry from the far to the near side. Pitch
here
it
goes.
He got free. Across the 50.
45-yard line. First down, Hawks. Come on, say it. Do it. Good thing.
First down, baby.
Who? Hank Warden, Edward Jones. First down. Come on, you're slacking. That's your job, bud.
Oh, man. Hank Warden, Edward Jones. First down.
That was a great run by number 8, James Fry. He was lined up in the left slot. We had two wide to the right as well. He went in motion, handed off to him, ran around the right side, kind of between the right guard and tackle, and just broke a couple tackles, a little shifty feet. And is he going to do it again?
Good momentum shift.
No, I think that was Hayden.
As Hayden was able to pick up about 4 yards.
About 4 or 5 yards.
And so it's going to be a second and probably around five.
Looks like we might have a player down Mountain Goats. All right, looks like just a leg cramp. All right. I don't think it's anything serious. So that's good to see.
Man, we were seeing that a lot last year at the beginning of the year.
You know what? I've been waiting for it to happen with how hot it is. You know, we're up here sweating like crazy and with the smoke, and they're running around in the smoke and in this heat with all that gear on. It's a matter of time.
And, you know, that's the thing, folks. I mean, thankfully it doesn't seem quite as hot just because the smoke is cutting such a huge layer of direct burning sun. But it's just still that radiant heat off of everything. You're still looking at about 90-some-odd degrees with almost no wind.
None.
And the smoke here is hazy, to say the least. We are looking across the mountains here, probably, goodness, I would say a mile probably is our view. Something like
maybe
that.
A mile.
Maybe a mile, less than a mile view. So it's smoky here, folks.
You know, the only time I feel any breeze is when that generator behind us kicks on.
That is correct. So that young man is still on the sidelines, just kind of stretching out his leg. But he's okay.
Good.
He's getting up.
He got
right
off
now.
The field on his own power, and he's standing up now. So glad to see that.
So 2:25 here left in the first half, 21-0. Second and 6 at the 40. Hawks in the same formation. They're loving so far this year. And motion 22
left.
Rolls to the left side. Snap.
High
looking
snap. Here goes
Hayden.
Flag in the backfield. I think we're going to get a holding call here.
It looks like it drags it for a little extra yardage there. Not quite sure what.
Holding on the Hawks.
Oh, gee willikers.
They're going to bring it back 10 yards.
So 2 minutes, 3 seconds.
So we've got about, 2 yards on that run? We're going to move it back 10, though.
That's going, you said 10 yards, right? So that's going to be 3rd and 16 at, math is hard, so it should be the 55-yard line, 50-yard line?
50.
There we go. Tell you what, man. Stay in school, kids.
If the ball was on the 40, it's on the 50.
Oh, jeez.
Well, this is what happens when you bring a baseball guy to a football game.
That's what happens when you have sunstroke. all right, from the same position
from
again.
From the 50-yard line, same formation.
The snap
is there encroachment? Tell me this encroachment, please.
Oh,
no false start.
It has to.
Hold on. Hands on the hips. Encroachment on the defense. There we go.
We'll take that, folks. Hey, in a game of inches, we'll take a penalty.
But you don't need to pace it out. Just go to the next yard line. He's dedicated. I like that.
Look,
but
man, that's his favorite thing. He likes his march.
Hey, the guy's following the rules. I'm sure he'd get spoken to if he didn't do it.
So second and 11 at the 45 now. It's going to be the Goats 45. Again, 21-0. 1:40 left here in the first and their favorite formation. With two running back options there in the shotgun.
Motion
from
again.
The far side to near side. And the snap looking
hand
to hand
off
it off.
Fry.
He does. Fry's
going left.
Get tied up. He's brought back down. Pass
a 5-yard loss.
Oh, man.
Just hope that. Oh, they're looks like they're giving them an extra yard.
Oh, they're
or two
giving
there.
Him forward momentum. Okay.
Well,
that's a gift.
Look, I'm standing here looking at the 50-yard line, and I'm telling you, he didn't cross it.
No, he didn't. I'll take a gift. Man.
I am
I'll take
on
it.
The 50, but I'll take it.
I wish they would have gave us that first down earlier, but that's all right. Third and 11. Oh, no, excuse me, 3rd and 14. That works out a little better. Looks like it's going to be the same formation. We're running. A minute left here.
There's a snap.
Looks like the snap
right
to looking
pass.
Right to the pass and 22.
Caught by 22.
Oh, boy.
Chase Pfeiffer with the catch, but looks like we're still short of the first.
Pfeiffer picks it up as he's falling down. 50 seconds and clock is rolling as it's 21-0. And
we
it's
have about
four.
3 or 4 to go.
And is it going to be 4? I think it's 4.
It's 4. And I think they're going to punt. We took a timeout. College Place Hawks took a timeout.
Surely they're not going to punt at this point, obviously. I mean, you got to go for it, right?
21-0 before the half.
Seconds, you're going to get the ball back at the end of it.
I'd go for it.
Look, man, this is no Madden NFL, all right? This isn't no Madden game. But
no
come
Madden.
On, you just keep
no
going.
Madden.
No Madden?
It is Madden.
It is Madden. I'm confused. I'll tell you what, man. You just kind of got to roll with things here.
No, I would. I mean, it looks like it's going to be about – oh, man. It looks like they moved it back even more. 4th down and 4 to go.
They did move it back.
That's a long 4.
Boy.
At 21-0, less than a minute and a half.
He got further up than that, man.
What do you have to lose?
He I swear,
well,
he's about 2 inches.
The standing with the ball a yard.
Yeah, that's what
but,
I thought. Interesting.
But I think the gentleman on the other side is the one that took the mark and they lined it up.
I got you. Yeah, they've been disputing this whole game. They've been off. I've noticed on both. Whatever the near side ref line judge says, the other one does not. So they kind of bounce back and forth.
Well, it's what the man in the white hat says.
So it looks like they are going to go ahead and
looks like they're going
go
for it.
Same formation.
Two
Let's see.
To the left.
Fourth and 4.
That might be a false start on the receiver. Nope. They're still going. They're just trying to get them to jump.
They're going for it.
Might get a delay of game. I don't.
The snap. Looking to throw. Plenty of time. No, now he's getting pressure.
He's going to have to break through. He does. Does he get the first down?
First down.
They call it.
First down. Come on. It's right there.
All right. I saw the far judge point. Waiting for the white hat. Is it first? First down, Hawks.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones. First down, folks, as quarterback's doing seconds. The dirty work as Fry takes it himself as he couldn't find anybody open.
He was under a lot of pressure. He didn't have time to look for anybody. He had three defenders in his face.
30 seconds. Excuse me. Now,
come on, snap it. Another high snap.
Looking to throw. He does.
Oh!
Right almost into the hands of another defenseman. My goodness, another.
I couldn't tell if that went wide of the receiver, number seven.
It looked like it was near side, so wide of him.
I think it went a little to the side of the receiver, and the defender made a diving attempt to catch it. Luckily, it went through his hands.
Goodness. Second and 10 at the 34-yard line. 25.8 seconds left here in the first half.
I think that was number 16 over here, the little guy again.
It is going to be 21-0. Is your score still? As the Hawks are trying to do something in this first half.
I just like to get on the board.
Looks like they're throwing the long ball, that's for sure. And that's going to be the way they're doing it. He just needs to rein it in a little bit. Same formation. It looks like 22, though, is back off the line. No, now a shift.
Fry went up to the left, the far side slot. Here comes a rush. Gets a good block. Throw downfield to number three.
Get to him.
Logan Hafen, but a little overthrown. Looked like Logan misjudged it and slowed down a little bit on the far side and just missed it by about 2 yards.
That was a blooper. I mean, you know, a real blooper kind of fall into it.
He was kind of turning, looking over his right shoulder, and that would have put the sun.
It would have been right in his face.
He may have still had a, you know, you get that kind of after blur from looking into bright light, and I'm wondering if that maybe played a part. He had a hard time finding the ball. And I don't know. It might be difficult, too, with the backdrop of the mountain and the smoke and stuff, finding the ball
in
there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is.
But to me, it looked like he judged it to come up shorter. And
As it is, I mean, it is so smoky that the sun is just, it's always an orange ball, but you can pretty much look at it.
You can actually look straight at it.
You can look straight at it. That's how well covered it is. So from the same formation as was before, one running back defending.
That was almost picked off by number four again. That was intended to James Fry
on
the right side.
Third and 10 now turns to a fourth and 10 with 17.3 seconds left here in the first half.
Go for it.
Well, you have to, right? I mean, it worked out last time.
It worked last time. There's 17 seconds on the clock. You're down 21-0 with the halftime coming up. Go for it. I think that's the gentleman that went to the wrong football field, too. out the truck. Remember?
He was, yep. Interesting what happens. We went to the high school.
All right, we're lining up
that's
again.
Not where we're at. All right, folks. So, looks
four
like.
Four wide. One back.
The snap, looking to throw again.
Throw to the right side, near side,
up.
Number seven.
Far and jumps.
Oh.
Just out of the hands. It's Evan
Giles.
Geese took a bit of
Evan
a diving Geese. Jump at it. Couldn't quite come up with it as it was just a little out of his reach.
Yeah, he jumped. He kind of did one of those slow down, get ready for the jump, and really jump up high for it. And I kind of wonder if he just kept moving forward.
He might have made it.
Could have gone ahead, just cradled it. It was right there in front of the goal line, too. That would have been beautiful.
That's for sure. But, hey, you know what? Things happen. And we'll get him second half, let me tell you. So first and 10 now. It's a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down. First and 10 for the Mountain Goats as they take the knee and 5 seconds left.
As you look at it, look at the other side of what Geese would have been looking at. He may have had a hard time finding the ball, too, now that I look at it.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Look at what he's looking at across there with those trees and the mountains and the smoke.
My goodness. Between
I don't know how they're seeing this football.
It is definitely an interesting playing condition for these young men. It is hot, it is smoky, and it is football season, folks. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. We're going to come back with a halftime report. Don't go around. Let's have some fun, folks.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Well, folks, you are listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2. Thank you for listening. I don't care how you do it, whether it's on the airwaves or in the on the internet, or you're just hanging out in the stands right in front of me. I do appreciate you being here with myself, Danny Van Vliet, and Jason Watson, my co-partner for the season. And as we get through the season, we're going to get you some stats here and there. We're going to get you our review and our thoughts through the year. But right now, we're going to take a look at the first half scoring summary. So, well, the score is 21-0 as the Mountain Goats took the lead fast and quickly this game, as interceptions were a big hurdle for the Hawks.
Well, the first one to start out, I mean, at 4:54 left in the first, you have the Chelan pass to the right side over here. That it was
over on the right
short
side.
Short pass, yeah. That put them up 6-0. They had the extra point that was good there. We had a couple interceptions after that. And then we had the, in the second quarter at 8:26, there was the first, or the second Chelan interception, that one for a touchdown. And that was the one where we blocked the extra point. We got a hand up on it, and it went and bounced off the right side of the uprights. And then the, let's see, we had another interception, and then they had the run to the right for 9 yards down here on our left. It put them up 19-0, and then they had the two-point conversion where they ran left and just barely missed grabbing his ankle and stopping him before he got across the goal line. And that put it up Chelan 21, College Place 0. And then we had that nice little stretch there at the end for trying to get down to the end zone. A couple of hiccups that moved us back, but then kept trying to drive forward. So it was a good effort at the end. But, yeah, we're Chelan Mountain Goats 21, College Place Hawks 0, unfortunately.
And, you know, I can't help but think that this score might be a little bit different if such big events wouldn't have happened. You know, obviously that – a turnover you never want to see anyway, but momentum shifts in this game have been pretty monumental so far that we've seen, even in the first half. So we're going to go into that in a little bit. You'll see that on the other side of this, actually, is we're going to take a quick two-minute timeout. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, Well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hey folks, welcome back to the halftime show. Now we were talking about the interceptions in this game.
Yeah, we've had a few of them. Had the first one in the we had 2:12 left in the first quarter. Number 13 for Shalin made that interception, and then luckily they were at the Shalin. They fumbled. I think there was a penalty in there. And they didn't get any points off of that one. The second one came in the second quarter at 8:26 left. That was the pick six. And it took the Mountain Goats up to 13-0, where we have the blocked field, or extra point, rather. And then 6:21 left in the second quarter. They had that bobbled. It's bobbled by two different players. Number five got his hands on it, bounced out twice.
That was
and
a really
number
interesting
16,
play. That was a really interesting and heads
hands
up
on
play.
It, bounces up. Then catches it again and finally falls down, hanging on to it. So yeah, I haven't seen one like that in a long time. But that was the third interception. Now, if you do remember at the beginning, I think it was the first drive. It was the first play,
first
play from scrimmage, right?
Yeah, fumbled.
Shalin fumbled and we recovered it.
Yep,
the Hawks recovered it. So we've seen some good stuff from the defense. I think they started out stronger with the tackling. But yeah, we need to turn those turnovers around. We need to get some more of them, like we did in that first play from scrimmage.
And that's interesting too, because that was really the only time that even they've had a hiccup. Honestly, for the Mountain Goats had much of a hiccup.
They had the second fumble, but that was recovered by the Mountain Goats. It was almost recovered by the Hawks, but they just barely beat us to it. And that was about a minute 53 left in the first quarter, and that put them back 18 yards.
And one more thing I want to touch base on before we switch gears here is the interesting kickoffs that the Mountain Goats have been doing.
Yeah, they've been, except for one, they've all been short.
They've been either short or intentional onside kicks that didn't work out of bounds, or... You start wondering, is this, I mean, are they taking it as a practice option? Because they clearly can kick. You know,
the last one was beautiful. I wonder, are they not sure their kicker? Is the kicker not consistent? I mean, I haven't been tracking. Is it the same kicker or not? But yeah, they had, the first three were all short.
They were.
The one that didn't even go 10 yards. I think their player hit it before it went out of bounds, and it went out of bounds. And ended up putting the Hawks on the Shalin 45.
Yeah.
After the penalty, and not sure. Not sure what's going on with the kickoff game, but that last one was. I mean, everything was normal about it. It looked beautiful. It went all the way down to between the 10 to 15 yard line.
And it was a beautiful return, to be honest with you.
Oh yeah, and the return was even better. That was 15 to 20 yards. Actually, it may have been a little more because they got back up. They returned it up to the 35 yard line. So. It was a good kick. It was a good kickoff return. I don't know. Are they just maybe it's the fact that, hey, they say, the kick returners for the Hawks are good. And we don't want to – that's a threat. We don't want to give it to them. Do they feel more threatened by our kick returners? I don't know.
It's an interesting –
I mean, the one they got to do was really good. And, he almost broke free at the 35 anyway. So that could be it, is they're just trying to keep it away from the returner. I don't know, but it's been unusual, the kickoffs, for sure.
Well, we're going to see what happens, in the third. But first, we're going to take a quick time out ourselves. Ox Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only Train dealer. It's hard to stop a Train because Train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of Train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several best of the best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, to Hawks Radio. I'm Danny Van Fleet, joined by Jason Watson. And speaking of Jason, what are they doing well, man?
They seem to be doing well on some big plays here and there, but the shorter stuff doesn't seem to be working out, whether it's passes or runs. We've had a few tricky ones that worked out pretty well, and we got some big plays off of, but and it seems like they've slowly been... The Hawks have been building a little momentum, slowly getting a little bit better there. Defense, I thought, had a good stand at the end of the half, and the offense was looking better, other than a couple of, I think we had a penalty or two. And there was one miscue where someone got in the backfield, but they kept moving forward. We had the fourth down conversion. Looked good. They just seemed to kind of buckle down, get a little more disciplined and on the same page. So hopefully they'll build on that coming out here in the second half.
I really liked the pitched play to Hafen.
Those speed options to the outside, those have been working well. They've really done a couple of those, and they seem to be working well. I think there was one in particular I can think of.
Always a fan of those. That worked well last year, too.
Yeah, quarterback. What happened to my roster? Oh, it's on the cover. Was that number five? Brandon Fry? Yeah, Brandon. There was one he kept that he got a good gain on. He made the defenders miss a little bit, some shifty feet. But then there were two others where they pitched it out. I know one of those was I'm drawing a blank here. Eight, James Fry. And they got some big yards out of it, to 10 or 15. We got a first down on that one. So those kind of speed options where they're both running to the same side seem to be working. But the what looks like a triple option or the kind of the crossing where the running back's coming across in front of the quarterback and he's making the option of either handing it off in front of him or running with it. If we get anything, it's like we're losing a yard or gaining 1 yard. Not much else going on there either direction. So I think getting outside more is working better. Because every time they go to the edge running, we seem to do well. And we've been getting better at the little bit kind of intermediate passes. The long and the short ones don't seem to be doing much for us, but those intermediate passes right around about 10 yards seem to be working out.
And that's one thing that we were seeing last year from Arlington was those quick turn, quick throw passes.
The 5 yards and under weren't working well, but once he got to 5 to 10, 15, mm-hmm. they were spot on every time.
They were. So we're going to be starting up the third here in just a few minutes. We're going to take a quick timeout, and get ready for it. We'll see you on the other side, folks. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks, to Hawks Radio. I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson. The teams are just now coming out a little late, so they're going to be warming up here. It looks like they put 2 minutes, 30 seconds here on the clock. Our score as we come into the third is going to be 21-0. As we talked about opportunities missed and interceptions and, one fumble and a fumble in recovery. All in all, it has been a game of inches over mostly for the most part, except for a few cutout plays.
Couple big plays here and there, and that those have been the difference makers.
Yeah, that we've talked about, but yeah, it really hasn't been too crazy.
The score makes it sound like it's more of a blowout than it is. They've been back and forth quite a bit, and it looks like the Hawks are slowly building some confidence and some momentum here, and just progressively getting better. We just need to try to find a way to speed that process up, and maybe we can turn this around, get some points on the board, and hopefully slow down that that defense. I really think the biggest difference here will be is if we can protect the ball. If the Hawks can protect the ball, I'm confident they can get back in this game. But if we keep with the turnovers, that's going to be really difficult.
And that and the thing is you know, I used the term a lot last year is, you know, that shifting momentum, and we've talked about that here in this game, is the Hawks are notorious for getting little bursts of greatness where, hey, something works out. It's like it redirects all the morale. Next thing you know, we're doing the next 3-4 plays. Absolutely fantastic, and we're way down the field. And then, you know, a bad throw happens or – a sack happens or something.
A penalty and it resets everything.
It really does. It's one of the teams, I think the Hawks are definitely one of the teams that they get most affected by momentum shifts.
I think they kind of get in their own heads a little bit and they let things get them down a little too much. They need to learn to brush it off a little more. But,
it's something I want to look at throughout the season, I think. And that's really what I wanted to bring up is, another thing that I really like to see the Hawks do, which I think is pretty interesting. I've seen a couple other teams do it, but no team has been as aggressively doing it as the Mountain Goats here. But that is their entire defense. I'm sorry, excuse me, their entire remaining team that's on the sideline. They're huddled up into a line right along the sideline, and they're jumping up and down. They're getting amped up, and they're really kind of grooving with the game.
I'm going to say they're the best cheerleaders out there tonight.
I think it's interesting. I've seen the Royals do that last year, and I've seen, I believe, the Tiger Scots do that last year a little bit. But I have never seen a team do it quite as well as these guys. And I think that's just kind of an interesting, maybe that's so
everybody
something that
else
helps.
Has done it at the beginning of the game or beginning of the second half, but these guys have been doing it every time they change possession.
It is, yeah.
So they're definitely more thorough, regular about it.
I guess. It's just
we're lined up for kickoff.
Interesting thing we'll see. So,
Hawks are going to get the ball going from our left to right. I'm guessing that's west since the sun's over there.
The kick is pretty decent. Little to the far side. Picks it up about the 20, 15, and he takes it past the 20, past the 30, and down at about the 33-yard line. Not too shabby for a return. Probably about 10, 15 yards there. So it's going to be a Edward Jones, had that backwards
first
there. First down. As we are first and 10 at the Hawks' own 34-yard line.
Looks like they put it on 35. It's right on 35.
Oh, they are doing it at 35. All right.
I don't know why they have 34, but the ball is on the 35.
Hey, man, we'll take it.
Yeah, whatever.
So same formation there, digging, as Fry is back there with a couple running backs and hands off to number eight, which is, of course, Fry, James Fry, as we have a little Fry-to-Fry action and gets, I believe.
That looked like it was either.
It's going to be back, yeah.
I was going to say it looked like a loss.
He got back to
yeah,
the 32,
they're moving it back now.
So it's going to be a 12 yards now we're looking at. So second and 12, 11:30 here in the third, 21-0 is your score still.
And again, that was, it looked like he cut inside the tackle and just nowhere to go. But when they run outside the tackles, it seems they get yards and they get big breaks. I'd like to see more of that. Line shifting to the left.
And
like
that's going
to
be
blitz on the left.
Pfeiffer shifts to the left, shifts to the right, and this is going to be that handoff one.
Oh.
Coming back and gets dragged down behind the line of scrimmage for another loss. That's one of those motion plays that I was talking about during halftime, that he motions, you know, inside, going outside, and then, you know, from the left to the right, and then right to the left. And that's exactly what just happened.
Well, that's the third time they've run that, and the only time Pfeiffer goes in motion coming across in front of the quarterback, then turns around and comes back before the snap. Every time it's been the same run.
Mm-hmm. And they just figured it out.
They need to incorporate that into the pass, and I think the Mountain Goats did figure it out because they were going to blitz left. They were all going to go left, and the guys on the near side stayed to the right and were able to stop them. Intercepted by number 13.
Third and 15, and there we go, folks. We have ourselves an interception at about the 50-yard line, looking to throw, and boy, immediately picked up. So it's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down for the Mountain Goats at around the 49-yard line.
Looks like it's the Hawks' 49-yard line is where they have the markers on the far side. So, yeah, it's going to be Mountain Goats first down in in Hawks territory.
Unfortunate, and that was just kind of
a... It looked like a good pass,
yeah,
but
really
then
did.
When it got there, I didn't see the receiver. I just saw that green jersey. Oh,
looks
here we
like
go,
he's handing it off to the inside. In five, drives it up for some yardage.
It's like about 2 or 3 yards. It was nice seeing a quick stop there, not letting him get a lot of yards.
Pfeiffer
kind of
was
went
able
left
to,
inside the left tackle.
Pfeiffer was able to stop him, and a slight breeze picks up every once in a while, which is nice, but is immediately hit by a porta potty smell, which is unpleasant. So not quite sure if you want the breeze or not. Looks like we're going to be in the same formation. We have been motion, and this
motion
is the one I was
right.
talking about, way right. And he's going to
look
be driving it through, straight up through the middle.
They snuffed
through.
It out, almost had him stopped, and the running back just made a quick spin as he was getting tackled and fell forward for about another 4 yards. That looked beautiful at first, and then he got that little spin going and started to break free of the tackle.
So 9:15 left here in the third. Third and 3 is what we're looking at.
On the Hawks' 43-yard line. Let's see. Slot receiver going in motion to the right. Hand off to the back on the right. Looks like it's going to be a loss of yards. Who is that? That was Joel Hutchison with the stop. It looked like James Fry got in on it a little bit too, but looked like the initial defender there to bring him down was number 66, Hutchison.
So
good
fourth,
stop there.
Fourth and 4, score still 21-0. and it is 8:30 left here in the third. From the same formation, the snap.
Here comes pressure on the right side.
Looking to throw. He does. Near side into the hand, but finally kind of shaked out. Number nine was the defender there.
That's Will Weed with the coverage, and he might have got a finger on that one.
That was
close.
Very good
That might have been
play.
A tip.
And I think it was. A little bit of hand in there.
I think he may have tipped it away. That was good. We had good pressure coming from the right side of the line. Flushed the quarterback out to his left. Looked like he made the throw a little earlier than he wanted, and then we had a defender get a hand on. The defense has been playing pretty well, I think, better than the offense. And I think what's ultimately been beneficial for the Mountain Goats is I think the defense is getting worn out here because the offense isn't – they haven't been sustaining drives other than that last one in the first half.
So a turnover and the Hawks for their Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down. Play was a quarterback sneak and didn't do anything. So we are second and 10 now with 8 minutes left.
That was a turnover on downs. I missed that. I thought it was third down. I didn't realize it was fourth.
Fourth and four. That's what the throw didn't come up with.
Okay. I missed it was fourth down.
So at the 44-yard line, second
Smoke's
and 10.
To me. Hawks ball. We're close to the 50.
And that is going to be the same formation, folks, as we're looking to.
It's like Hayden got the ball up the middle.
And
about 1 yard.
About one, isn't it?
It's like it's right on the 45 now. It's the Hawks 45 going from our left to the right. And they gave him about an extra foot there over the line. Trying to see around everyone
here
in front of us.
Yeah, as it's... 7 minutes left here.
Looks like
as
we're
it's third and eight.
Two wide to the right. And here's that formation with both backs to the right side of the quarterback.
So let's see what they do here. The snap, looking to throw. Look at the
left
side. Left
side.
And it was
blocked by
55.
Luckily, it went backwards away from him into hit the ground. But Brandon Fry there, the quarterback, was quick enough to run back and pick it up just in case. He put a nice block on the defender, number 55, there to keep him from catching that ball before it hit the ground. But, yeah, he turned real quick to throw the ball, and he had a heck of a reach there. He was a pretty tall young man, got those hands up high, just batted it down.
So what is surely going to be a punt as it's fourth and eight at the 45.
They're back to punt. They're lined up for a punt.
The punt is very shallow and inside.
Bounces.
The rollout at about the 30.
Is that? Oh, not 19. Okay. Yeah, 31, I think, is where it went. It looks like a 2 on the field, but as I look at the marker on the far side, it's 30. So it looks like, yeah, they're putting it about the 31.
So it's 21
really
nothing.
Hard to read on the field, on the grass.
21-0 is your score, 6:40 here on the clock. First and 10, which is the Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down at the 31.
Hand off up the middle.
And that's going to be really nothing doing, maybe an inch.
Number 5, again with the carry up the gut. So it looks like you got about a yard, maybe 2. You're going to give them a yard. Spot it 2nd and 9 on the Mountain Goats 32-yard line.
Six minutes here, 2nd and 9, 32, as we are in about the same formation as we have been all game long, which is that shotgun with
split backs.
Split backs. Snap, looking to throw, plenty of time. Looking right, and intercepted.
18
takes
number 18.
He's all the way down to the 20 almost. 25 is where he's finally stopped.
Elijah Zuniga, but a flag comes out in the back. Let's see what this flag is. Where's the white hat? Oh, it's on the Hawks. I couldn't see the signal. Someone walked in front of me. But it's still a Hawks ball. So it looks like they're going to move the ball back from that's about the 24-yard line was the end of the play. So it looks like they're going to move it back 5 or 10, but it's still Hawks ball. That's the important part. And I'm thinking maybe holding or an illegal block in the back, but they're moving back 10 yards. Oh, maybe it was a personal foul. That looks like they're going 15. Wow.
There's 10. Yeah, they are going 15.
That's 20. Is this marked at the spot of the foul or what? I mean, when the flag came out, there were no players back that far. Illegal block.
So we have ourselves a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, Hawks first down, first and 10 here at their own 45. At the
Mountain Goats 45.
Mountain Goats 45 at 5:52 left here in the third.
21-0
is still your score, as that was a 15-yard penalty.
I think it was more than that because they were down on the 24-yard line. But I think they marked it. I think they spotted it at the spot of the foul.
Is that what happened?
I think that's what happened.
So pitched it to the left and managed to get, I think, a yard. I'm not quite sure.
We went from 24 to 45, and they're always in increments of five.
No,
unless it's the spot of the foul. So that was spot of the foul.
So it's
second and 10.
Second and 10. It's 5:44 left here. At the 45 still, 21-0 is your score, with the Hawks trailing behind. They have the ball, second and 10. In their white jersey, blue pants, and blue helmet. They're looking sharp.
We just had a substitution in there. Looks like James Fry is going out to the left slot. I think we have Hayden to the right of the quarterback.
Looking to throw, he does, long
throwing
and deep.
Down long.
A lot of
number
pressure.
Three. Did he get it? Did he get it?
He
got it.
Oh, my biggest throw of the game, and that was
down at the
10,
Mountain Goat 15-yard line.
Oh, boy, 20-yard pass there as it's a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, Hawks first down. Now we're 5:30 here. And now at the 15-yard line, as it's first and 10, and we're right in the red zone.
That was number three, Logan Hafen, with the reception there.
We're going to have a timeout, Chelan.
And it is going to be a timeout, Chelan. We're going to take a timeout, too. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Got plumbing problems? Total Comfort Solutions has you covered. From fast drain clearing, leaking pipes and running toilets, to expert water heater services, including tankless water heaters and heat pump water heaters, we're here to keep things flowing. As your trusted partner in the Walla Walla Valley, we're committed to top-notch service, quality work, and your total satisfaction. Call Total Comfort Solutions today or visit us online at comfortrightdayornight.com, because your comfort is our priority. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connors Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connors Flooring and Design.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Fox, folks, listen to us any way you like.
It's not Fox Sports.
It's not Fox. So Hawks have it here. Some big momentum as it's first and 10 at the 15.
This looks like they're lined up in an eye
motion
out of the gun.
It is. It's that offset eye, though.
No,
and
they weren't offset.
And it's a handoff, and he's going to get it to the... Looks like five additional yards. Should be a second 10,
that
or
was
second 5.
34, Kyler Creeley with the carry, and number one, Hayden Hafen, was lined up directly behind him to the right side of the quarterback.
Okay.
Oh, it's like another Mountain Goat down.
Looks like a bit of a cramp again, maybe. Nothing serious happening here.
Number 79 feigning CPR on his teammate. Yeah, it looks like another cramp. Have a couple of guys over here on the near sideline stretching too. I guarantee you the smoke and the heat's getting to them.
That's for sure. We're going to take a quick time out as they're going to capitalize on that as well. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. During May and June, we sold more new Toyotas than any two-month span in our history. Our formula is simple. Our team is dedicated to an unmatched customer experience, and our prices simply cannot be touched. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. I'm glad you're listening to us, and we are second and four here at the 9-yard line with 5 minutes remaining here in the third. Hands it off from the same formation, 34. The big man, Creeley, is going to take it up for about a first down. Let's see if they give it to him or not. Looks like they're not going to give it. No? Okay. You know, when you're this far off from where the line is, it's a little hard to tell sometimes. So it looks like they are third and one. And very doable as the Hawks are getting some momentum. Going to hand it off to number one. Hafen is taking it off, and he gets himself a first down. So we have an Hawk, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, a first down, thanks to Aiden Hafen, gets himself another first down. As we are now first and goal at the 7.
Well, I have to stick with your description there. I had a couple people in front of me. Didn't see it.
Yeah, that happens to the best of us. Actually, I'm sorry, folks. It is not the 7. We're closer than that, I believe. The 3rd? No, 4?
They have us spotted on the... Oh, no, they do have us. Okay. Yeah, no, we're about the 3 or 4.
So it's the board is saying first and 10, and it's at the 7. It's not, though.
No, they're
it
about
is,
3 or 4
like
yard line.
It is like first and 3, I believe. So 4:30 left here in the third.
One back.
Oh, my goodness, what a low snap. And 3 is scrambling. It was snapped to 3, which is Hafen, and he is Logan Hafen, excuse me. And he was, I'm not sure if that was going to be an intended run, I believe, because Hafen, Logan Hafen is a wide receiver and a defensive back usually. So it must have been an intended run.
It looked like it was.
But it was low in the ground, and he had to pick it up off the ground.
Well, it looked like it was kind of some kind of hybrid wildcat there with a receiver in the backfield to take the ball as a quarterback. And they had 3 wide on each side. It looked like 3 down linemen in front of them. Instead of 5.
What's happening here? Oh, they got it in.
They got it. Okay, yeah, they gave them the touchdown.
Folks, I am drastically sorry.
I never saw it. I never saw the signal. All right, so we have a Hawks touchdown.
And did we have some sort of time warp here as they gave us the touchdown earlier, and that was the second point?
That was a two-point conversion.
That was the attempted two-point conversion.
We completely missed it. What happened to the touchdown?
Folks, when somebody walks in front of you, it's hard to see, I guess, folks. I'm not quite sure what happened.
That's why they didn't update from the 7. It's because they lined up for the...
So it was from the 7. Okay, folks, incredibly sorry about the poor description on our part. 4 minutes, 31 seconds here in the third. It is 21-6 is your score, and it is a kickoff as confusion is abundant.
Well, now we know why everyone was standing up in front of us.
There we go. So
the
kickoff.
Low, short kick,
low
squib
and
kick.
Squib, and it's about the 30 picked up.
He
oh,
picked
my goodness,
up.
He found a hole, and he's all the way up to about the
48, 49-yard line.
Yeah, 48, 49. That was picked up at around the 30,
number 14's been wreaking havoc on
25,
us.
25, I believe, is where it was officially ruled. So they are just shy of the 50-yard line on their own side. Finally, some excitement happened, and we couldn't call. Goodness gracious. So sorry about that, folks.
little hello there from your athletic director, Mr. Kenneth. I always forget his last name.
James.
There we go. Thank you. No, four. Not Walter. That's a guy in Phoenix.
4 minutes, 25 seconds. Back to pass. Look at a throw on the inside. He does. 15 past the first down marker and got himself
run over by number 22. It's Jace Pfeiffer. He didn't see that one coming, I don't think.
He just got bowled over.
He did, man. Yeah, that was a great tackle. Takedown by Mr. Jace Pfeiffer.
So 4 minutes, 17 seconds, and it is 21-6 is your score at the 35-yard line now.
I think Jace told him I've had enough of you.
They're marking it at – that is going to be a first down. So it is the Hank Warden-Edward Jones first down. First and 10, at their own 35.
It's like two receivers to the near side, motion.
Motion gets
quarterback
keep
it keeps it going right.
He's lateral
back to
back.
The 14.
Flag on the
flag
play.
In the backfield. Come on, holding on the offense.
And Hayden Hafen drags him down well behind the line of scrimmage, probably about 10 yards almost. Let's see what happens with the flag on the play.
Holding offense declined. Why did we decline it? That was first down, wasn't it? Why are we declining the holding?
I believe because of the sack. So it would have been from not marked ball, but from the from where it was.
It would have been 10 yards.
That's right. We didn't knock them back 10 yards. I'm not sure why they. Yeah, because we only knocked it back 9 yards. So Hayden.
Wanted to keep the stat for the player, maybe?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. Okay. So, second and 19. I can live with that. On their own 26. Here we go.
Snap from the same formation. Looking to throw.
Oh, he's running up the middle.
Scrambling
almost got
out.
A hand
tried
on.
To throw it. Nope. Scrambling out again.
Oh, get him. Get
gives
him.
A
get
good
him.
Shimmy. And that took three defenders to finally bring him down at the original line of scrimmage. Actually just shy of it. So he got probably
got
8
about
yards,
7, 8 yards on
maybe.
That one. He has some shifty feet.
He does, man. As he was really scrambling
I'm
around trying
I don't
to figure
run
out.
More. Maybe trying to save their quarterback and save his arm. I don't
it
know.
It has to be. Yeah, I mean, he's, except for a couple of the long balls.
He's done a couple
there
of
There hasn't
runs,
been, yeah.
Designed runs. He's scrambled for plenty of yards, but he hasn't had too many designed runs. I'm fine with that because he's good. Definitely not helping the Hawks cause.
So it's third and 12 at the 33.
Going
and
to
looking
again.
To pass
rolling
again.
Right.
Scramble is 78. Pressure. Looking to throw. He does.
Through the hands of 14. Almost got a hand on it. That was number 18, Elijah Zuniga, that almost got a hand on that one. It went through the hands of the receiver, number 14. And it was number 78, Cody Pfeiffer, that was putting pressure on the quarterback in the backfield.
And,
I like it. They're starting to get to him.
And pressure was abundant as it's fourth and 12 now at the 33. 21-6 is your score. As the Hawks are behind with 2:36 left here in the third. Back to punt.
Hey, we
I'm
have points
sure
on the board.
It is, yeah, it's not.
Look at the bright side. It's like we have two. Oh, they're punting.
Punt
deep
is high
punt.
And back and bounces out at about the 30-yard line. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good. Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, on KGDC2, 102.3 FM. This is Jason Watson with Danny Van Vliet bringing you the College Place Hawks football. We have about a minute 58 left in the third quarter, 21-6, Mountain Goats over your Hawks. We are second down and five on the Hawks' 35. They just had a five-yard gain. Fry run to the left. It was a pretty nice one there. Oh, flag in the backfield just before the snap. Looks like false start on the Hawks. Man, get a nice play, gain 5 yards, then we get a penalty and right back where we started.
Backing on up.
At least it won't be a loss of downs. So they can keep doing those runs to the outside. Once again, when we were at commercial break, they came back real quick and they ran a play real fast. And it was James Fry handoff. He went from the right side of the quarterback, ran left outside the tackle, kind of between the tackle and the slot receiver, and got that nice 5-6 yards. But again, we've been seeing success with that. So hopefully we'll get to see some more. But we're now second and nine, spotted on the Hawks' 31-yard line with a minute 22 left. So we have one back, four wide. Here's the snap, back to pass. Throws to number seven, caught about the 40-yard line, and down across the 50. And that is number seven, Evan Geese, with the Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down.
Picked it up at around the first down marker and drove it past another 10 yards, man. So about 49-yard line, they're doing some damage.
He caught it on about the right hash mark and then cut across, made a couple guys miss as he cut back to the far side hash mark.
I'm liking what we're seeing here as the same formation happens, hands it right up to number one, which is Hafen, right up through the middle again. That's going to be another
two or three yards.
Yeah, man, the big man is doing it again as he is just pushing his way through the line of scrimmage.
I tell you, big man, I want to see number 34, Kyler Creeley at 6'1", 218. He's one of the biggest players they have there, and I love watching those power runs from him. I'd like to see him take more advantage of that. So we have one back, four wide. Here comes number eight, Fry, in motion to the right, tries to cut up the middle, and looks like may have lost a yard on that one. But it looked like it was designed to go to the right, but there were two defenders in front of him, so he fell down forward and got as much as he could.
Little fry-to-fry action as that motion lateral happened again. 10 seconds left here in the third, so I would imagine we're going to be getting a whistle here anytime as it's third and nine at the 46.
Three, two,
and that is going to be the Mountain Goats 36. There's
that's the end of the third quarter.
The end of the third. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis, too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. As I'm telling my cohort here, quit staring at the sun. Boy, it's hard to take your eyes
cohort.
Off of.
It's an O, not an A.
Let me tell you, it's interesting as it is.
You don't need sunglasses now.
Just look it straight on at it.
Giant pink, actually pretty pink ball.
As the kinda smoke
purple
is
on the bottom.
Kind of rolling in even more now as we're joined here in the fourth quarter.
I was going to say there's a mountain back there I can't see now that I could before.
Yep, smoke is definitely rolling on in. Well,
seems
I wish
clearer
it was,
down here, but not up there.
I wish it was bringing the wind with it, let me tell you. 21-6 is your score right now as the Hawks trail with
one
third
back,
and nine.
Four wide, two to each side.
Third and nine, the
We've
snap.
Been having
looking
success
to
with this.
Big
here comes a rush.
Throw far
Uh-oh.
Side.
Uh-oh.
Oh. 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 Oh, my goodness.
That was intended to number 7, Evan Geese, who had that big reception just a little bit ago. But that was on the way to go to that number 16 that's been causing some problems for us. And luckily, Geese got there and was able to break it up. The receiver broke it up to the defensive back. That was scary.
Now, what was really interesting was the way that he went down. He dove, landed on top of that defender, and the momentum it took him, and he did a headstand for about, I don't know, a second and a half before he finally flipped onto his back. He just momentum took him, and then gravity held on for a moment before it finally let him all the way.
In the offseason. Here we go, that 4 wide, 1 back again.
So I like the nine. We're going for it.
Here comes the
Look
blitz.
At the throw, long right throw. My goodness. Just out of the hands of Pfeiffer as he takes a dive just past the first down marker, and it's a turnover on down.
That was on the far hash mark there, and it went through the hands of number 4 for the defense. I think it may have got a finger or two on it, but it would have been short either way.
So we're looking at a Hank Warden, Edward and Jones first down as
turnover on downs.
It's going to be a turnover. So
see if we can get another turnover.
Opportunity. I'm glad to see that we're going for it. First and 10 at the 46. It's going to be their own 46 as the Mountain Goats.
Come on, defense.
Take it over with 11:50 left here in the game.
Motion going
Big
to the
motion.
Left.
This is that far motion I was talking
it,
about.
Tosses it back to the left to 14. A little shift and, he got a yard or two.
This is that big motion that I was talking about, Jason, where he sweeps way back. Almost 9 yards.
Uh-oh, we have an injury. Number 22.
Pfeiffer
is holding his right knee.
This
doesn't
look good.
Hopefully it's looks like a cramp.
Okay, good. It is
hopefully
just
that's
a
all it is. Not a muscle pull, nothing with the ligaments.
He looks to be still down.
I don't know. The way he was holding his knee and rolling on that one side though had me worried. Hopefully it's just a cramp that can give a little massage, get some water. There we go. He's standing up on his own.
He is up, but he is hobbling off. Is he going to the huddle? He is. I think he's taking some water.
I thought they had to sit out a play. It looks like he's I guess technically they're not huddled up.
Yeah, it looks like he is going off field.
He's going to have to sit out a play.
He's kind of limping over there. It looks like it is going to be a bit of a cramp probably, working his way through. Again, still, folks, it is still warm here. It is.
I'm surprised we haven't seen more of this.
I really haven't. It is still 84 degrees. Now,
even though the 94.
Sun does not beat directly on you, again, because of that layer of smoke, it is still whoppingly hot. And, again, air quality is
smoke's holding the heat in.
Poor at best.
Yeah.
With humidity pretty decent here at Chelan as you have the gorgeous lake that we can't see.
Here we go. Motioning from the far left to the left slot to the right. Hand off to number 4 going right of the line. We get a stop for a loss. Now then he came back up, and I thought he was down before they blew the whistle.
He
may
like
have
he
made it back to the line of scrimmage.
Honestly, I think he might have had his knee on that defender.
Looked like it from here, isn't he? Was down, but I guess the refs couldn't see it from their vantage point.
So third
so
and
back
eight.
To the line of scrimmage.
Third and 8 at the 48.
Hey, I'll take no gain over a gain. That works.
Well, it's interesting because I really think that he had his knee down, but it was on the defender's back. So we'll have to see
there.
It's
not down on the ground. I don't know. Split backs.
Same formation. Looking to throw. And he's scrambling because 65's coming at him.
Here comes 64.
He's looking left. Now.
A little
he's
roll to the right.
Right.
66 after him. Come on. Somebody get a hand off.
Not throwing it yet. I don't
know
what he's
doing. Running back
to
the left hash mark. Throws it to 16. Who's open.
And he gets it. Oh, my God. What a huge bomb all the way to the 10-yard line. And drives it in another 10 yards for a touchdown. Oh, my goodness.
That, and I mean, just weaving in and out of the defenders, no one could. One person got, I think it was 66, got a hand on him, but not enough to bring the quarterback down.
Every
throws
lineman.
Throws it deep to the left to number 16 and number 25 for the Hawks. Dylan Anguiano was right there, and he went for the pass breakup, and he was trying to recover from jumping up and missed breaking up the pass that he couldn't get his arms down and make a tackle before the receiver made a little spin move around him and got in the end zone.
Every single lineman broke through and had his hands on that quarterback before
four.
He finally
yeah, four, three linemen and a linebacker were back there.
And they finally got it out a mere inch away from the line of scrimmage. He went 10 yards back, juked around, circled around, and got his way all the way over back to the line of scrimmage before he rocketed it down to the 10-yard line. And then again, another just trotted in.
Well, so here's a good part on the extra points there. They went for two and didn't get it. I didn't see what they did. I just saw they
tried to ride it up to the left
side.
Did
not make it in. So it's 27-6. The Chelan Mountain Goats over the College Place Hawks.
27-6 as the Mountain Goats got themselves a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down, touchdown. 27-6 at 10:07 left here in the game, and we're going to do kickoff here in a moment, but we're going to take a quick timeout. See you on their side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. I'm glad you're with us, whether you're in the stands, on the airwaves, or on the interwebs. You're with us, and I thank you for it, as the kick is pretty decent, high, and it is going to be about the 25, number 64. Let's see.
Breedhop.
Breedhop, another fantastic player from last year, is joining us again as Breedhop takes it up for about a 10-yard gain.
5 to 10.
So we have ourselves a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down at the, they're calling it 48, I believe, is where they're, no, it can't be, it's 34. The board is all sorts of messed up here, folks.
Yeah,
hang
no,
on
the ball
second.
Is on the 34.
They're saying the ball looks like at the 33. The board says 34,
yeah, 33.
And now the hash
now
mark
it says 33.
Says, okay, there we go. There clearly is
there are no hash marks
as
in the middle.
We are. Looking to throw rocket into
oh,
number
man.
Seven and intercept. Oh, my goodness.
Did he
did
get
he
it?
Pick it up?
No.
He didn't.
Oh, no. They're signaling he got it.
No. No
this
good.
Official
no
over
good.
Here just signaled he had it. All right. It's going
right.
back.
So ooh, that ball me. Was rocketed right into the hands, almost too hard as it popped right out. And into the hands of a defensive player.
That was the
player.
Defender that hit the ball. As soon as it got in his hands, the defender's shoulder hit the ball and popped it out.
Is that what happened? Okay, because
yeah.
I'm
and it went
it.
Directly into another one, but he wasn't expecting it. He didn't hang on to it.
My goodness. Yeah,
that was nearly an interception twice. Because the guy whose shoulder hit it almost got his hands on it on the way.
So second and 10, running
off
the
fly.
Middle.
Oh, fumble!
Oh, boy, ball's loose.
Oh. And Chelan gets it, number 62.
Chelan gets it, and that ball went straight
he
up in the air.
He caught it before it hit the ground. Yeah, that was James Fry, number 8, with the handoff coming across the front of the quarterback from left to right.
I'll tell you what, I love
and that
when
first
line.
Hit, the defender just hit his arms and his hands, popped it right out from
it
his
did.
Chest.
It went straight up.
It
so
went
it is
straight
gonna be
up in front of him.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down. And let me tell you, I love it when linebackers – get a fumble or receive, you know, over.
I wasn't a linebacker. Because, that was a defensive lineman.
Oh, it was. Excuse me.
Yeah, it was one of the big guys.
Man, they get so excited. I love to see it. Unfortunate for the Hawks, but here we go. So from motion from near side to far side, and that is going to be handed off and back lateral to the near side, looking to throw. He does.
To the quarterback.
To the quarterback, and it's just shy out of his reach, and that was going to be about a 10-yard throw.
Tried to make a one-handed grab there, diving grab.
So that was an interesting play.
He's limping.
So it was a motion from near side to far side, and then the snap hands off to the right running back, where it's lateraled it to the player in motion from near side to far side, lateraled it.
Quarterbacks. Looks like we're going to have an injury timeout, or maybe they call time. Yeah, they call timeout.
Yeah, it's going to be a timeout.
Quarterback's limping.
Like,
I think he was about to come off the field anyway.
And it looked like he then dropped back 5 yards to throw it to, again, the quarterback at the 20 and just couldn't come up with it. So second and 10 at the 30, and 27-6 is your score. We're going to take timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. That's all right. We'll stick around. I appreciate you hanging out with us. So 9:44 left here in the game.
We have a change of quarterback for the Mountain Goats. They're starting number 13 is on the bench. Looks like he hurt his right leg.
It looked like he was favoring that a little bit, yeah. So he is on the bench. Second and 10 at the 30. 9:44.
Hand off to the left, number 5. Yeah, he got about 5 yards going to the left inside the left tackle. Uh-oh, we have a Hawk down holding his right calf.
He's up.
18. Okay, he got stretched out.
Hobbles back, 78.
It's Elijah Zuniga. Zuniga?
Zuniga.
I don't know. I've known people that pronounce it both ways.
Well, let's go with this time.
Yeah, well, we'll alternate.
That poor young man. We'll figure it out.
Not as bad as some of them last year. We slaughtered some names for a while.
Third and 5 at the Hawks' 35-yard line as we are knocking on the door of the red zone here with the same formation we've been
running.
We're not.
Chelan is.
Well, Chelan is. Yeah, let's put it that way. Big motion again, the same one that I'm talking about where he goes.
It's going to be speed option.
And
it tosses the 16.
To the right side, which is going to be about a yard short of the line of scrimmage. So
yeah,
lost it, so it's going to be 4th and 6 now.
Tackle for loss.
At the 35, are they going to kick it? Probably not, right? They got to go for
13's
it.
13's going back out there. Their starting quarterback's back, and he's not limping now. I think maybe he just had a bad cramp.
So 8:30 left here in the ball game. 27-6, 4th and 6 at the 26.
Split backs, 2 wide out to the left.
They love this formation, let me tell you.
Oh, we might get encroachment.
They did. So we got ourselves a first down. No, not
encroachment.
It's going to be a 4th and 1 then. It's 5-minute penalty or 5-yard penalty.
I believe it's 5 yards. I believe it's going to be 4th and 1. Either way doesn't help us. Yep. 4th and 1, maybe a little less.
So 4th and 1 at 8:07 at the 21. 27-6 is your score. Mountain Goats still on top. From the same, quarterback went under center now.
Under center.
And just tries to push it through.
Yep.
He's got it.
Quarterback
sure.
Sneak out of, really, it looked like they were lined up in the victory formation. You had 3 backs, 2 wide to either side, 1 wave deep back. But just ran
back,
it forward,
actually, yeah.
Just ran it right behind the center. Got a good push. So it's going to be first down. What is that? Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down for the Mountain Goats on the Hawks' 18-yard line. Still 27-6. Sorry about that. 7:30 left, as Danny said, and 27-6 with the Mountain Goats leading. Here's the snap. Hand off to number 5 up the middle right behind the left guard. Gets met by 3 defenders. A little momentum carried him forward. I think he got about 4 or 5 yards.
So
maybe a little more. That looks like it's about 7 yards.
2nd and 3.
Yeah. As I'm looking now where they spotted the ball, it's about a 7-yard gain.
At the 18 now as we are, at the 12 as we are about halfway through the red zone here. 2nd and 4. 6:50 left here in the ball game. 27-6 is your score. From the same formation they've been doing it. Quarterback's going to take it himself.
Right.
Looking to lateral. No, he doesn't. He's going to take it maybe about 2 yards up. So it looks like it's going to be a 3rd and 2 now.
He's done about 10.5. That's where the official's foot is, right on the number 1 of the 10. So about 0.5 yard to the 10-yard line. Calling it 3rd and 4. So not quite a yard there.
They are going to still mark it at 3rd and 4. Okay, he went up 2 yards. So that's why I'm...
He got less than 2. He got over a yard. I think it should be 3rd and 3, but...
We'll take it. 3rd and 4 at the 12-yard line. 6 minutes left here in the ball game. 27-6.
Motion again from the slot. Quarterback, no, handed it off to number five. We may have had a stop for a loss.
I think he leaped right on over and got himself first down. I think we missed that. I missed that handoff to who actually has
the ball. I
saw
the handoff, but I think I missed where he went. Yeah, it looks.
Because he leaped over the line, and I think they gave it to him. There we go. My goodness. Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first down for now first and eight, I think.
Yeah, first and goal on about the 8 or 9 yard line. I can't see that hash mark on the field where the official's foot is.
So it looks to be about the 8.
Yeah, it's first and goal.
It's 5 minutes left here. Five.
Oh, that time we got him in the background, right at the 10-yard line. That was a good stop. Had to look like 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hats. Hawks in there behind the line of scrimmage in a hurry.
So it is going to be second and 10 now as we drag him down for a loss.
Still second and goal. Second and goal. So they're not going to get a first down. They must take it across that goal line.
Right.
But they are on the 10-yard line.
Right.
Just try to clarify for the people that don't have the benefit of seeing what we're seeing.
I do appreciate that. Thank you. That's why we pay you.
Thinking of it from the point of the fan listening, like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Tell me. I can't see it. All right. So they're lined up here. Getting motion again from the right to the left this time.
Looking to take it himself.
Nope. I think we got another loss of yards.
Couldn't do it. Yeah, they
held him up. He's trying to rip the ball out of his arms. Number 25. So Dylan Anguiano there. Kind of spun the quarterback around trying to rip that ball out.
Anguiano, man, had a grip on him, and he was not letting go.
He had a grip on that ball, and he wasn't letting go.
They had the quarterback had twice the stiff arm trying to get him off of him. Man.
That's going
to
be
spinning him around.
Yeah, we push him back to the 12-yard line there.
Third and
I like this. We're pushing him backwards.
Third and 12 yards to go there as we have 3:45 left here in the ball game. 27-6. Still your
snap.
Score.
They're
going to
pass.
Snap.
Nope, quarterback's running forward. Passes number 18, about the half-yard line, and then just ran it in on the near side.
I'll tell you what, he came way too close to the line of scrimmage to throw that ball. He had his foot on it.
Yeah, he was about to go over it. He was close.
A lot of pressure. Manages to, man, I'll tell you what, this kid is good at weaseling out of things.
He's shifty.
Just important to learn, you know. It's what separates us from the weasels.
He has great feet. Separates us from, he's weaselly, but that separates us from the weasels?
I don't know. Let me tell you.
Okay. Well, it's, you know, it works. Okay, they're going for the extra point kick instead of 2 points this time. The last two-point conversions didn't work out. Let's see if we can kick it here. Number 54, that looks like a lineman. Oh, blocked!
Just
and
hit the back of a helmet.
Caught by number 9, they whistle it dead.
Hit the back of the helmet of one of his own players and then kind of tipped away by a Hawk and whistled it dead. So 3:36 is the time of the rest of the game. Well, we have till the rest of the game here. It's 3:36. 33-6 is your score. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. Welcome back, folks, to Hawks Radio. I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson, as we had a bit of a squib kick. And
squib
quick, that's what I said.
Squib, not squid.
Squib,
squid's in the ocean. That was a squib with a B. Kicked it down to about 30-yard line. Number 64, Judah Breedhop, recovered it and took it up about they're giving him a few more yards than I thought. Looks like about 8 yards he moved it up.
A nice calamari kick as we have ourselves a Hank Warden Edward Jones first down at the 38. That is going to be the Hawks' own 38 with 3 minutes, 31 seconds for this drive here in the ball game. And it is 33-6 is your score. Looking to throw to the right side. He does. And it's right out of the hands at number seven, which is Evan Geese. As it is just not quite there.
That really should have been a false start. The running back to the right of the quarterback there, and the quarterback kind of they moved a foot each before the snap, and the refs, officials for whatever reason didn't catch it. So good for us.
Hey man, I'll take it.
I'll tell you what, I love the height that Geese has on everybody else here.
Second and 10, looking to throw.
Throwing Geese again. Jumping catch.
Picked it up past the 40 now, so it is.
Boy, he made up for that last one and fought there to get a couple yards back, too.
Maybe about three yards.
Well, he jumped up and caught it, got pushed back 2 yards by the defender, and did a couple spins around to get those 2 yards back.
Did very well as it's 3 minutes left here in the ball game, as it's third and six. At the 42-yard line. That is going to be their own 42-yard line, that is. Score still 33-6, folks.
Let's keep the momentum this time. Let's get on the board again.
Good throw. I mean, again, high, but it was still
a beautiful jumping catch.
Decent throw for that beautiful
over
catch.
Over the head in the hands of the defender. Couldn't get to it. Here we go.
From the same formation, looking to throw.
Throwing
Fry
deep to 22.
Over to 22, Pfeiffer, and he can't do it anything.
Overthrown.
He had two defenders on him, and it was well overthrown.
That was right around the Mountain Goats 40-yard line where the intended receiver was. But that was overthrown by a good, 5 yards?
It looked like it, yeah. And to be honest with you, even if it was on target, you'd be right there at almost
Well, you had a defender right on
him.
Yeah,
it was nothing doing, no matter what.
The receiver would have had to place himself between the ball and the defender, or it would have been broken up or intercepted.
So fourth and six at the 42. We're looking at 2:40 left here. In the ball game, 33-6 is your score. Let's see if something happens as the Hawks are going for it from the same formation. No, they're rolling one out. So it's going to be one back with them looking to throw. It's worked well in the past, and it does.
Bullet. The fingertips of
Pfeiffer
again.
Missed it again, but only by a matter of inches.
Well, that one went through.
Millimeters, as it went through his hands.
His fingertips. He looked like he got a finger on it or two, but it was still just a hair too high. But that was a bullet. Most of what we've seen the quarterback throw have been those kind of lofting passes.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice low, but over the hands of the defenders.
Yeah.
But that was a nice bullet pass to him. Just it still was a little too high for our receiver.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is Pfeiffer is only 5'11 versus most of our other.
Well, I mean, look at Evan Geese, right? He's 6'3.
Exactly, yeah.
He towers over most of the
players
out there.
So you're looking at the Hank Warden Edward Jones first down for
Mountain Goats.
For the Mountain Goats, as I got confused there as I looked.
I didn't realize that was fourth down.
And it said something else. So that was a turnover. Now we're looking at first down. We're going to take a quick timeout, though. 2 minutes, 35 seconds left here in the ballgame. 33-6 your score. First and 10 at their own, at the Hawks 42-yard line. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. I need a break.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
You're listening to Hawks Radio, folks, and I'm glad you are. Whether you're here in the stands or whether you're on the airwaves, we're glad you are. As the Mountain Goats take it, running right up the middle, trying to strip the ball. The Hawks couldn't succeed, though, and ended up taking them down for about a 2 yard gain.
2 yard
gain, looked like.
Well, it was a 39, wasn't it?
It looked like 39.
But it's not on my roster.
I thought it was 39. You know what? A phantom player. has tackled that young man, brought him down.
That's definitely three, and the other side looks like a nine. Maybe six. No, that's not six.
Dyslexia is hard, folks.
That's a 39. I don't know who this is because he's not on our. That number is not on my roster.
2 minutes left.
But that was a great tackle.
Driving it up the middle, they are. And they're just going to be running the clock out here.
Tackle again.
Doing the drives. Just shy of the first down marker. So it was second and seven. Now it's going to be third and probably three is what it looks like with a minute 40 left here in the ballgame. 33-6 is your score.
That is definitely a 39. He looks like he's lining up as a middle linebacker. And I don't have him on. I don't have that number on my roster. I have no idea who this is, but he's made a couple of nice tackles here in a row. He was the deciding factor, the tackle before last, and he was in that scrum of four guys that stopped the ball carrier this time. Now they're lining up one wide. It looks like they have a couple tight ends and two backs, quarterbacks under center. Yeah, they're just running the clock down.
Third and second, trying to get it in through himself.
Flag on the near sideline.
Quarterback takes it. Wasn't the quarterback. It was a running back. So he take it, and he brought it to the near side just past the line of scrimmage. So should be a first down. We'll see.
False start on the offense.
Hey, we'll take that.
I like it.
5 yards back. So it should be third and seven.
Minute in the third quarter. Fourth quarter
now.
When did the fourth quarter start? I missed a quarter.
33-6, folks. The ball game is winding down as it's 46 seconds.
Apparently I need more coffee. Okay, running to the right.
Number 25. Dragged down by the head, pretty much.
Ooh, that could have been a personal foul. They're letting it go. 33 seconds in the game.
Fourth and seven.
Fourth quarter, not the third. I don't know what I was looking at before. Here, I'm thinking we have another quarter. We can get some more points on the board.
No dice, sir. No. So it's fourth and seven. 18 seconds left there.
Which stinks because even
quick snap.
Especially defense has been getting much better. The offense is slowly improving, but improving. I think we might get one more off.
5 seconds here for the ball game. Snap.
Yep, and, last play.
Oh, looks like they're going to throw it, maybe. Yeah, they do. They do pick it up for – oh, he ends up dropping the ball.
He dropped the ball over his left shoulder, and the clock runs out. So that is Chelan Mountain Goats. I hope I'm saying Chelan right. Mountain Goats 33, Hawks 6 is the final score.
We were stranded with a fourth and seven. At the 38-yard line. Folks, we're going to go over the game, tell you about what we liked, tell you about what we didn't like, and we'll just have a good old time here on the post-game show. You're listening to Danny Van Vliet and Jason Watson here on Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. In the short time since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, to Hawks Radio. I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson, and we are here in the post game. And, well, final score 31-6.
33-6.
33-6, excuse me. All in all, maybe not the best game that you want to see for the Hawks to take on. But, Jason, let's go over the scoring breakdown if we can.
All right, so let's see here in the third quarter, 4:26 left, we had the only College Place touchdown. Unfortunately, we had a wall of people in front of us here in the stands, and we couldn't see what it was. I don't know if it was a pass, a run. I think it was a run, but I'm not sure. Then we did see the two-point conversion, which they lined up. It looked like they had six people out wide, three down linemen in the middle, and they had a receiver in the quarterback position. They went over to the left side, didn't make it in, so we only got the 6 points. Then it looks like in the fourth, with 10 minutes, 7 seconds left, we had another Chelan touchdown. That was a pass. I think it was about, 7, 8 yards or so?
It was 8 yards. It was an 8-yard pass.
And that took it up to 27-6. The Mountain Goats, the two-point conversion was no good. Then finally we had, with 3:36 left in the game, the Mountain Goats had that long pass to number 18 where I think it was number 25 for the Hawks, tried to break it up, and when they came back down and landed on their feet, our defender was still trying to land and couldn't get his arms down quick enough to wrap up the receiver, did a little spin move around him, and took it in the one more yard for the touchdown. And that gave us our final score, 33 for the Mountain Goats and 6 for the College Place Hawks. So that was your scoring summary for the second half.
And coming up, I want to break down a little bit more of really the running game I want to talk about. And I also want to talk about some big defensive moves that we saw from the Hawks. So we're going to talk about that coming up here, folks, on the postgame show. We'll see you in just a few. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Jason, I hope you listen to Hawks Radio, because if you don't, you're really missing out. Like the postgame show. Fantastic opportunity that we get to have here.
Kind of hard to listen to it when I am Hawks Radio.
That's a good point. Okay. All right. Well, as I said, what I wanted to talk about is some of the running game. But first, I want to talk about the Hawks. Again, momentum opportunities, right? We were really seeing that there, the middle to end of the third quarter, we were getting huge throws to Pfeiffer and great.
They were making big plays. They were making splash plays, but they weren't doing much with the little ones in between. Overall, the offense was getting better. It was definitely improving as the second half went on, but not as well as the defense. Defense was faster to it, but I did like seeing them get better. I saw some more of the outside runs. Mm-hmm. We saw some more passes, and most of them in that intermediate range where it seemed like they were having success in the first half. So I like seeing that, that it looks like the coaches identified, hey, we're doing well here. We're not doing well here. Let's go with these things. So we saw more of those outside runs. We saw more of the intermediate passes that seemed to be working out. And all those intermediate passes were happening kind of on the edge of the flats, kind of toward the sideline, not really down the middle. We did see a couple runs where they went over and it closed up on the outside, and the running back or quarterback made a quick cut back to the other side and got us some good yards there. But I like seeing the improvement. Unfortunately, it was a too little too late, but overall, that's good. We want to see continuous improvement, and I think the Hawks were doing that.
You know, one thing that is something I should write things down because I just completely drove blank.
Defense?
Yeah.
Here's what I want to highlight, okay? I thought the defense played – I think the defense had a better game than the offense, although the
– Oh, definitely.
It's overshadowed by the score, but the defense was on the field more, in large part due to all the turnovers. So, for example, in the third quarter, we had the Mountain Goats had another interception with 10:16 left, so only not even 2 minutes into the second half. Now, College Place, we did get our only interception, our second turnover of the game, and that was with 5:52 left in the third. They had the interception. They returned it about 24, or they returned it back to the Mountain Goats 24-yard line. But we had the illegal block.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us a 19-yard penalty. Now, we did have a fairly decent drive there, but ended up getting nothing out of that turnover.
And that was one of the things, I'm sorry, now that I'm thinking of it, is, you know, let's just talk about the defensive line. They were breaking through. Like, they were.
Yeah, the longer the game went, they were getting through, putting pressure on the quarterback.
The thing is that quarterback, man, he knows how to weasel out of things. Let me tell you, because he was going through three you know, linemen.
He was dancing defenders around like Emmitt Smith back in the day when you handed him the ball. Just shifty, quick feet. He can change direction on a dime.
It was very impressive to see.
It was real impressive to see him. And his vision, his awareness of where the holes are. I mean, there's one time he's running to the right. He's facing the right sideline almost. And there are three defenders coming at him, and he just instantly turns and cuts back left into a hole that I don't know how he could have seen.
No.
And he went for another 7-8 yards, cutting across the far side of the field.
And that's the thing. It's not even, I mean, truly going to the other sideline.
Yeah, sideline to sideline.
Yeah, not even heading.
Not between the hashes.
One direction or the other, yeah.
Not between the hashes. He went from the numbers on the right side of the field to the numbers on the left side of the field, almost by the time the defense realized he was doing it. And so he's quick, he's shifty, he has very good field vision. That was definitely a challenge for the Hawks because, as you know, and as they started wrapping up the rest of the runners, keeping them short, where they're only everybody else that carried the ball for the Mountain Goats were getting 1 or 2 yards, either gain or loss.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, they were staying within about a 3-yard space around the line of scrimmage, whether they went forward or backward. But when the quarterback held onto the ball, that's when we saw those big runs.
Yeah.
And that was a challenge for our defense. I think they started to wrangle him in a little bit at the end. And some of that may have been, too, just them trying to protect the quarterback and run out the clock. Who knows? But the defense did look good. The rush, when they were passing, the longer the game went, the more they were getting back there. And I don't think it was just the offensive line getting tired, because both sides, they were playing both sides of the ball. These defensive linemen for the Hawks and their linebackers were doing a great job of bursting through the line and getting around that quarterback. And I think had it been any other team, at least the ones like we saw last year, those quarterbacks would have been on the ground.
Oh, absolutely.
This one just, he has that ability to move.
And so I think that's what I'm getting at is man, maybe this is the season for the defensive line.
Well, and that's what led to the interception was,
mm-hmm,
you had three defenders get through the line and in the quarterback's face when he threw the ball, and he definitely threw it sooner than he wanted to. We were able to force a mistake and get in there and get that ball. So I'm looking forward to seeing the defensive line especially in the linebackers we're helping out, getting back there in the backfield, see what kind of disruption we can create throughout the rest of the year.
That's absolutely correct. When we come back, we're going to be talking about our final thoughts. And, boy, you really don't want to miss that. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Got plumbing problems? Total Comfort Solutions has you covered. From fast drain clearing, leaking pipes and running toilets, to expert water heater services, including tankless water heaters and heat pump water heaters, we're here to keep things flowing. As your trusted partner in the Walla Walla Valley, we're committed to top-notch service, quality work, and your total satisfaction. Call Total Comfort Solutions today or visit us online at comfortrightdayornight.com because your comfort is our priority. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connors Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connors Flooring and Design.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
You better be listening to Hawks Radio, because without it, you won't hear my lovely voice. Hey, I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson. We're going to be coming at you all season long, but right now we're doing the postgame show. Yeah, it was a rough one, folks, 33-6. But hey, we're knocking that rust off the old shoulder pads.
Unexpected 3-hour drive.
Very unexpected 3-hour drive. Yeah, let me tell you, that was fun.
Ooh, could you imagine doing that in the school buses?
Oh, my goodness.
We had AC.
It was hot, folks. It is smoky as all get out. And honestly, they tell me this area is beautiful, but I can't tell. I can't see anything.
We can't. Yeah, you can't see anything.
Oh, thanks for hanging out.
I can see the houses behind us.
Yeah, there we go. We can
see. I can see the storefronts across the way, but that's about it.
You know, it truly, truly is, and I'm not exaggerating, less than a mile. Maybe half a mile. Visibility.
I would say about a mile.
What was the beginning?
I would say about a mile.
Okay, about a mile.
But yeah. I know. So as I'm standing here, I know there are bigger mountains behind there. And when we first got here, there was one I could see straight ahead.
Yeah.
Behind that hill and behind that mountain, and you can't see them. There's no sign that any of them are there.
It really rolled in,
and it's been getting thicker,
thick and heavy. And like we were saying earlier, you know, you can stare at the sun, and it doesn't even.
Doesn't hurt. Nothing.
Yeah.
My flashlight was worse than that.
So let me tell you, folks, I wanted to talk about, you know, just our final thoughts. It's going to be a good season. It's going to be a long season, as this was just game one of,
nine.
Yeah, it is nine. Excuse me. The next game, though, is going to be, the 12th at 7 p.m. at home for us right there in College Place. But it's against Royal High School. If you remember last year.
That was rough.
That comes with a spanking. And you know what? It's going to be a challenge for our defense, but I'm looking forward to it.
You know, I know it's a different day of the week, but there's a saying in football, any given Sunday, any given Friday, even the big team, the bad boys can fall.
You got that right.
I think especially if we can build on what we saw here tonight, and I think maybe with a little more rest before the game, because that could not have been a pleasant ride up here. I'm looking at the school buses thinking, oh, I remember my days on the school bus. Those were not fun. You know, I'm hoping maybe we can rally and anything's possible.
Yeah.
But I am encouraged by the defense, and hopefully we can build on what we did well here, those outside runs, those intermediate passes.
And again, home opener, really, that's always going to be a big change, too.
What's that? Home? Yeah. Home field opener is always nice. Home opener, get the crowd involved. I saw a few College Place hats and shirts here, not much. So it'll be nice to have some fans backing you up. So who knows what could happen. I'm excited to see that defense on the field again.
I wanted to talk about my favorite play of the game.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a huge amount for the Hawks, right? One of my favorite plays of the game, and I hope that I see this more. You know, there's a lot of motion, a lot of those, you know, we were talking about they'd send Piper from near side of the field all the way to the far side of the field and then shift back to the right side of the field as Fry hands off to, well, another Fry, and then lateral over to Piper as he brings it and tries to cut it up. Those plays are interesting, but they were running them back-to-back almost and in the same drive. And the GOATs, they figured it out. So one thing I want to see more of, and this was something, it was a deep lateral. You know, Fry snapped the ball. He started taking off, and he had, well, Fry to the left of him. It was a Fry to Fry little chuck over to the left.
So that was,
and they went way wide on their own sideline.
Their own sideline, the far sideline.
And they were
going left to right.
He found a hole, man. He took off.
So
that was one of the huge gains.
I believe that's called a speed option. So it's a designed option play. Quarterback takes the ball. The running back to his left is going with him. They're both going left. And the quarterback's reading the defense to see, okay, is the defender coming after me or is he going after my running back to my left or in between us? So the defender came running at him. So he waited till he was just about on him and he pitched it out to the left or lateral, kind of left and behind him to – Hold on. I'm going to get this right. Number 8, James Fry. And then he took it for another 7-8 yards. We ended up getting a first down.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a design play. Now, they didn't do that one as much as I know the one you really liked was they would take Pfeiffer. He was in the slot. So you'd have one receiver on, say you have one receiver to the left, two to the right. In the slot is the receiver between the line and the wide out to the right. So Pfeiffer, number 22, would be there. And he would motion to come around in front of the running backs and the quarterback, and he would get just about to the opposite tackle, the opposite side of the offensive line, and turn around and go back in front of the quarterback. And every single time they ran that play, I saw it at least 4 times, it was a handoff to Pfeiffer on that reverse back the way he came. And the 3rd time they ran it, Mountain Goats had it figured out. They were lined up for a blitz on the left side of the line. Pfeiffer came from the right to the left, turned around, went right, and you saw all the guys on the right side. They took a step back and immediately recognized it and ran up and stuffed the run. And unfortunately, I didn't see exactly how the play ended because I had someone in front of me, but I saw that same motion one more time before the end of the game. I would like to see that kind of motion, but with them doing a pass or do something different other than hand it off to Pfeiffer. Maybe the quarterback keeps it and runs the other way. And maybe that was an option designed in that play. I don't know. And if it is, you know, the quarterback, for whatever reason, was seeing something that said, okay, I'm going to hand it to the same guy. But doing that play over and over, going the same way, the defense figured it out and stopped it the last 2 times. So I would like to see some variation in that. If they run it, do something a little different with that kind of motion, I think we could end up seeing some success with that play. But like I said, by the 3rd time they ran it, the guys are going, well, I've seen this. I know what's happening. My favorite play of the game is I'm going to have to go to the 3rd quarter with about 5:52 left. The lone interception for the Hawks.
Beautiful,
you know?
Play. Beautiful.
And in that, it was a beautiful return, too. I mean, we got about, 15 yards or so, or maybe a little more,
mm-hmm.
between 15 and 20 yards. Unfortunately, we had the penalty that brought it back. But, I mean, it was a beautiful interception right here in front of us on the near sideline. Kind of ran back across the field returning it. I'd like to see some more of that. There were several more that were very close to being interceptions. We just couldn't get there. And a couple of them, the player got there, just couldn't keep hands on the ball. So, you know, I'm a big fan of defense, so I like seeing that. Part of that play, too, was part of the reason we got the interception was that pressure on the quarterback.
You're right.
James Fry was running him down again, was in his face, and you had 2 more. I think one was 64 Breed Hop. And I think it was Hutchison, 66, was the second one, was the 3rd one,
yep.
I should say. It was right there with Breed Hop, just, maybe 2-3 yards behind
right there.
Fry.
Yeah.
So I liked seeing that pressure. It led to the interception. I'd like to see more of that going forward.
It's going to be a good season, folks. I'm so glad you spent it with us here. From the beautiful shores of Lake Chelan. From the smoky skies and, boy, the blistering heat. Hopefully next week's a little cooler as we're going to take on the Royal City High School. That's going to be the Knights at 7 p.m. next Friday back home at College Place. Friends, thanks for listening. I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined with Jason Watson from all of us here at Hawks Radio and our crew back at the station. Have a good night. We'll see you again on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks football on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.